When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good evening, it's me, the Monk. Have you ever listened to Trash Station Thoughts? That doesn't seem too hard. I can do that. Well, you're in luck, because today I want to talk about Anchor, the easiest way to make podcasts, and it's completely free. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. I mean, it's literally what we're using now. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. And you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes. The possibilities are literally endless. You can make anything, music analysis, talk shows, or even an anime podcast that talks about anime. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So, if you want to give podcasting a go, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anyway, back to the episode.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Trash Taste Podcast. I'm your host for today, Joey. And as always, I am with the lads, Connor and McGon. And we have a special guest sitting next to me. Introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I am Pokey, Pokey Main. My actual name's Iman. Feel free to call me any of the above. You guys can also call me Pokey.
This feels like a trick. It's like one of them is the correct one.
Which one?
Guess which one it is. Like one of them is highly offensive, and we're just going to find out afterwards.
Which one's the derogatory term?
I will admit, confession right off the bat.
Okay.
I like looked up all of your guys' names so I could make sure I could pronounce them right. I mean, Connor and like Joey were fine, but I was like,
say it.
Yeah, how do you pronounce it?
Garnt?
Yeah. Okay, she got it.
First read
me on the,
it.
Yeah, on the way.
You pretty thought it was like Grant, right?
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
everyone does.
That's what.
Well, I was like, is this a typo?
That's what everyone thinks.
And then I watched the video where you guys were like, our names, wrong answers only. And he's talking about like granite and garnet. I was like, no.
Yeah, I was on like the OTV cast the other day and I was on there with Toast and Skara. And apparently like Skara was the one who was like familiar with my content. He was sending Toast. No. It's not Gig UK. It's Gig Arc, okay? Come on. You gotta research your guests, right? And then immediately afterwards he says, oh no, his name's Grant. It's not Grant, it's Grant. Sorry to call you out like this, Skara.
Better than that. Wait, did you correct him?
I corrected him before the podcast. It wasn't on film.
That would have been a funny entire podcast.
Yeah. It's like, so Grant.
And then at the end when it's posted, people in the comment are like, I'm pretty sure his name isn't Grant.
I did the pottery stream with Cutie.
Yeah.
And I did it and it was really fun. And then I was talking to Minx and I was like, oh yeah. And because Alex was also there, I did a thing and he's Australian. And then I think, I don't know why, I was like, I live in Japan. And then she's like, but you're obviously like from Australia, right? And I was like, what do you mean?
Wait, Minx thought you were Australian?
Yeah, and I'm like, you're Irish. You should know. You have no excuse. I'm like, you have no excuse for not knowing that I'm British.
You sound 1% Australian.
I sound nothing Australian.
Yeah. I sound nothing Australian.
Is that your impression? Is that your impression of Connor?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I wish I had an accent. Like,
you do have an accent.
Yeah, you do have an accent. It's an American accent.
No, I'm leaving LA right now. Bye, guys. It was nice knowing you. Okay, because I grew up in Canada. I was born in Morocco. My first language is French.
Oh.
And so I think when I first moved to LA, I had a bit of like a Canadian accent.
Right.
Mm. You lose Bagel. That. It goes, right?
But I do find myself sometimes sounding a little bit LA-esque, and it's very scary. I don't know. Like, that's my boundary in life. Right. As soon as someone tells me I start sounding like a Valley girl, I have to go. I have to go back to my roots.
Do you do like the, oh my fucking God, like that kind of vibe?
The issue is you hear those kind of things so much.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you'll say it ironically because it feels funny and good to say ironically. Then all of a sudden, it's not so ironic, it's like
bro. Everyone would say bro, ironically. Bro. And now everyone says bro.
It's like saying bussin' or like lib or any internet term.
That's me and Among Us. you know what I mean?
Among Us.
Yeah. Oh no.
It is. At first I'm like, this is like cringe as fuck. Among Us? Why would people laugh at Among Us? And then I start laughing at Among Us uncontrollably 5 months in. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we learned from the charity stream that Garn's funny bone is just someone saying Among Us, but just bass boosted. And you'll just laugh at it every time.
Just like Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you get like annoyed when people are like, you don't sound Canadian anymore? I feel like attacked when people say that to me when they're like, you don't sound British enough.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Like, I was fucking born there. What do you mean?
How is this right now? Like, I feel really tired. This is a safe space for like a podcast.
Wait. So how long were you in Canada for?
Between the ages of 4 to 20-ish, so like 16 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, be honest with me. And like, I can take it. How American do I sound?
Oh, yeah, like very.
Like
100%?
Yeah, I could.
Or like, I live in LA.
No, American.
American.
Because like, saying American accent is just like the most neutral accent you could ask
for. It's like the default skin in Fortnite. That's what the American accent is.
Would you be able to tell a Canadian from an American if the Canadian didn't have like an intense Canadian accent? Because I don't think a lot of us are out here like, this bacon, maple syrup.
I mean, there are some people I've met that have like that kind of, you know, aboot accent.
There are. Yeah.
But like, I've met so many creators just on this trip alone where I'm like, I always thought you were American. Until you told me, you, for example, I didn't know you were Canadian, you know? Yeah, so it's really hard to hear sometimes. Yeah. I mean, obviously if you're like, you know, from Quebec or something, or like, you know, where it's like a if very strong XQC, accent, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously
if
you're XQC, I can tell you're not quite from America, but like, from your accent, I have no idea. You just sound American to me.
For me, I can't tell the difference between American and Canadian accents, but sometimes you get like, you meet someone and they just like, they have the Canadian energy. You know what I mean?
Is the Canadian energy?
I can tell you. The Canadian energy is when you go into a place and you say, hey, can I go to the bathroom? The toilet? Not like the washroom or like, where can I go? You know, it's like specific words. You say bagel.
I thought bathroom was like what Americans say.
What is a washroom?
I've never heard anyone say washroom.
I've never heard anyone say
that. It's probably washroom.
Yeah.
Do they say toilet in America? Can I go to the toilet?
In French, they say toilet. In America,
I mostly hear the word bathroom.
Yeah. Then I meant washroom. I think when I first came to LA, I used to say washroom a lot. People were like,
oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's kind of like when you're in America and you just say, where's the loo?
You know? I don't know.
We say toilet in the UK, right?
Yeah, we say toilet.
We say toilet.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Have you forgotten, Connor? Have you forgotten?
I do forget because I've been so Americanized.
I know. Me too.
And everyone gives me so much shit.
Copium.
I did a fucking stream with Ludwig and he made a video about it and it was doing well. And then a lot of the comments were like, I was waiting for the British guy to turn up because there's a British guy in the title and this guy isn't British. I lived in Britain and he doesn't sound British. And it's like, just because my accent changed it a little bit, I'm not from the country anymore. Fuck off.
You sound pretty fucking British.
What? Yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Pretty fucking British.
The louder I get, the more British I sound. But also, if I'm around British people, it goes British. If I'm around American people, it goes more American.
Yeah.
Okay. Random thought. Curious what you guys think. Do you think like actors and celebrities that are known for being from a certain place will intentionally try to like continue to force their accent for a really long time? Because I could see that. Like they'll move to America or something, be here for a long time, maybe lose the accent, but then they like have to retrain themselves to keep the accent.
Dude, I feel like I have to do that.
Accents are just fucking nice.
Yeah. Like
he's about to start doing that.
I swear I have to do that.
I'm British, I swear.
Actually, I've been doing that for a very long time.
I feel especially like something about like the American accent is very easily transferred to non-American.
Well, it's just speaking clearly.
Yeah.
It's just speaking.
You're just enunciating all your words except for H. That's the only thing. You
gotta say H.
Herbs. That's the only thing I don't understand. Everything else, I'm like, okay, it makes sense why you kind of like made it very clear and very enunciated. That's how you say it, right?
Yeah, enunciated.
Enunciated.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I
heard that.
Listen, British accents are so fun to do.
Okay.
I don't actually have it, so let me pretend.
I have friends that bully me as well. Like, Tuesday, water. Yeah, you're fucking water. Yeah, fuck it up.
You gotta upload a video to YouTube.
Canadians say XYZ, not XYZ.
We say XYZ as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 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 same with the British. Hell yeah. My man.
Yeah. Oh, you as Canadians say Z?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we say Z. So, well, it's because you used to be Britain.
I guess.
Like most
copium.
Places.
So everywhere is just
I
copium.
Have the rights to this accent as well?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Depends how shit it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, wow. That's how we decide if we're offended or not, right?
It's like, if your accent's really shit, then it's just like, all right, you better work on it before you talk to me again.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have a bond to the Queen as your head of state?
Growing up, a little bit, because I think what? We were taught. Really? No, I kid you not.
Okay.
We were taught that quite a bit in school, but then afterwards, I'm like, Queen, who, what?
Yeah.
I'm not American. I'm not Canadian.
Yeah, yeah.
I belong to the world.
I'm a citizen of the world. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I'm an earthling.
So, can you go back to your your accent you grew up with? Anytime you want to, because
I guess it wasn't that much of an.
Well, it depends. Like, whereabouts in Canada were you from? Like, were you from like Vancouver or like?
I was from middle of buttfuck nowhere a little bit.
Okay,
Calgary.
No, okay. Actually, the accents that you guys probably think of when you think of Canadian accents are from the like middle provinces.
Yeah, right.
Manitoba, Alberta.
Yeah.
Very humegalol. Mm. I'm the kind of humegalol that's like, I'm 2 hours from Toronto. So I pretend I'm from Toronto, but I'm not. I'm from a very boring little city.
Right.
Nice. So you have the small town rep, right? I guess.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, no, fuck.
No, honestly, the older I get, the more appreciative I am of my upcoming because I feel like it was just so chill. Like small, pretty, wholesome, like, kind of multicultural town and living in America, I feel like you are much more exposed all the downsides of living in America.
Not just living in America, you're living in LA as well, you know, in a very, very intense city. It's couldn't be pretty much the opposite of what you grew up in.
Exactly. So yeah.
So we always ask this to every person who now lives in LA. Do you enjoy living in LA?
Enjoy.
Because I swear every person we've met just on this trip alone who lives here is just like, yeah, so what's it like living in LA? And 90% of them are like, it's shit. But I can't leave.
I can't say it's shit.
Mm.
But you do feel a little bit like a prisoner. Right. Sorry, not
Let me explain.
Like how you can feel imprisoned in like a toxic relationship. Okay. That's the best way to put it. It's like, I just can't
leave. Chains of the mind.
There are major downsides, but there are major upsides. Right. Yeah. So I can't say it's great. Like a very loving and warm.
I mean, prison has upsides as well. You know, free food. Free accommodation, you know. There's an upside to prison,
I guess,
right?
There's some things. No, okay. LA is really not that bad, obviously, or else I wouldn't live there.
Yeah.
But it really is... It's a toxic relationship.
Right. Would you ever consider moving out if, you know, you don't wanted to take some time off of your Twitch or whatever?
I very much would. I think, for starters, I could not possibly imagine raising a family in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that. I really don't. But the weirder part
still trying to figure out sex.
They're waiting for marriage.
Just waiting for the stalk.
Listen,
just
it's not the baby
out.
Having part. It's the part after that. Think about this. The next time you guys are out, just think about, I guess, like how many kids you see.
Oh, you don't see any. Yeah.
Exactly.
Unless you're in like
Where do the babies go?
they get shipped off to other parts of America.
Like,
Cue X-Files theme.
I gotta say, it is weird walking past high schools in the middle of fucking like Hollywood.
Yeah.
And just seeing like barricades on these schools. Mm. Like I couldn't imagine going to a school that looks like a prison.
That's why like I'm really grateful. I feel like I grew up, albeit maybe it was a little bit like a naive way to grow up. I think it's good to be a little more on the sheltered end.
Well, have
when
some
you're
naivety
young.
While you still can.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
The moment you go online, it's all gone. So why not enjoy it?
Well, how long have you lived in LA?
About 5 years.
5 years. Yeah. Okay.
So like 4 years in like streamer houses.
What's this?
Because some of them were. Most of them were officially streamer houses. Like I lived with OTV, but then I lived with streamers, but we weren't Like, we were a house of content creators, but we didn't, like, make content together for that purpose. Yeah.
Right,
and then I decided to live alone, which is...
Enjoying it so far?
Yeah. Yeah, because when Pokey first came here, we were, like, apologizing for how messy our house is, which to me, I look at our house, it's a fucking mess, by the way. And she was like, no, this is like a clean house. And I'm like, we haven't vacuumed in 2 weeks because this house, for some reason, doesn't have a vacuum. So it's like, I see it as a lot of mess. Yeah. So
when it comes to cleanliness, after being in like content creator houses for 4 years, my standards are on the ground. And everything else is on the ground too.
Can I ask, what's the most gross thing you've seen in a content creator house?
You don't have to name names.
It's kind of BM because like, I live there. Like, I'm not saying I'm the cleanest person. I'm saying it's just messy. But very much like, it's typically like junk or like food stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Especially because you usually don't have designated people for specific tasks.
Right.
Taking out the trash.
Yeah.
Because you're all demons.
Fruit flies invade. And then we got those little like zapper thingies.
Oh, you guys always receive them.
And every now and then you hear a large zap because it's a fly who's like dead. And everyone turns around like, just another dead fly.
Yeah, because it just kind of sounds like a frat house, right? Because I was going to ask, did you have like a cleaning rota where, you know, you take turns cleaning the house, or was it just whoever was like the most disgusted first cleaned the house?
Hey, to be fair, we would have cleaners come every maybe like 2 weeks. It's hard to manage that many people without having someone be like, you do this and you do this and you do that. And when you're in a group of friends, like no one really wants to do that, right?
Of course.
And I think I ended up not being the cleanest either, but I would just try to be as messy as possible in my room.
Right. So it's your responsibility.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I get bothered by myself and I have to clean up after myself and run.
Right. How's your apartment now then? Is it clean? Is it spick and spam, or is it the same Pokey streamer house?
I think it's pretty nice right now. Mm. I still have a lot of like moving, unpacking and stuff.
We'll ask you again in 2 weeks and see if the answer is the same.
Let me know.
If you've just moved in, that doesn't count.
It's always clean.
Messy. Yeah. I'm saying. Yeah. And then for me, it's like my environment is a reflection of my brain. Like if I'm stressed before a trip, everything's everywhere and I'm gone because I just like spent the last 5 hours packing.
But like the worst feeling is when you come back, you're fucking exhausted from the flight, you've had a great time, and you come back and the house is a fucking mess.
Life hack, get a cleaner while you're gone.
See, money.
You come home and you're like, I live here. It feels very like mommy. Yeah. Like your mom cleaned, you know?
Honestly, that's
like, wow, family. No, it's just a cleaner you paid like $100 to clean.
Honestly, that's what I love staying about in hotels. You know, you go out, the rooms are fucking mess, and you're like, I know it's gonna be clean when I come back.
Sir.
Yeah, I know it's gonna be spick and span, and I can have a good night's sleep. So.
So you've obviously like moving on now from like to like the Twitch stuff, right? Because it's like, how long have you been doing Twitch now? I feel like you've been on the platform forever.
9 years?
Jesus.
Oh, 8 to 9 years, somewhere in between there.
Oh my God.
That's insane. You're still enjoying it, obviously? Or is that a loaded question?
It's like this.
Yeah.
Obviously, generally net positive.
Right.
It's YouTube, you know.
It's just like YouTube.
But you've seen the platform change so much,
so much.
Like it's completely different. Because like obviously I haven't been doing it as long as you, but like even just in the short amount of time I've been doing Twitch, it's like changed fucking dramatically, right?
Not just the platform, but the audience.
Right.
it becomes like more diversified with every year, which I can't say enough how much I appreciate.
Right.
You mean like in terms of the countries or just in general interests and everything like that?
In general interests, gender especially. Countries a little bit, but I feel like it kind of grows everywhere all at once.
Right. Yeah, because I guess when you started, was it mostly males that were on Twitch?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, you played League, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's just...
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, we all...
I appreciate that.
My condolences.
We both played a lot of League.
Yeah, we both played a lot of League, so we get it as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember like back in the day, especially when League was always like the most popular game on Twitch?
Mm-hmm.
What was like running rampant was these videos talking about like female Twitch streamers and cleavage. Like that was the thing.
Yeah. Oh,
that was
yeah,
the
yeah,
clickbait yeah. everywhere. And it was like, almost like this propaganda that spread across. And I was like, this is where you find, you know, girls.
Hot single ladies in your area.
Hot single league players in your area.
Yeah. They don't exist. Because Twitch was so new, that was like the first thing to like virally circulate about female streamers. Mm. Oh my God, she wore this. Oh my God, she did that. She was donated this much. And it's just been like so many years and so much work to kind of move past that and be like, there's women of all types, just like in real life.
Yeah, right. Know? Who knew?
Yeah. What a shock.
Yeah. So how have you like dealt with that kind of culture? Because if there's anyone who's gone through like, we've talked a lot about, you know, toxic online culture, a lot on our podcast, but if there's anyone who's been through toxic online culture, it is you. Yeah. So if there's someone we could actually take advice from, it's probably you.
You need advice? What's wrong?
Well, you've been on
Talk to me.
I'm good. I just want to hear your perspective.
Nothing's inherently wrong, but like you've been on the forefront of literally every war or battle when it comes to that side of things on the internet. Yeah, you are. So it's like, I don't know. It's just, I think it'd be really interesting to hear from your perspective about like what you've seen and what you've gone through.
Yeah.
And like your honest opinions on it.
Yeah, sure. Where do I even start?
How do you begin? Like, what's the start of this?
For starters, again, I think I was really naive.
Right.
Like, I came on Twitch just to make friends to play video games with. Because in this small town, I knew like two girls and like four guys that I would game with sometimes.
I think that's why we started making YouTube videos as well. Yeah. Like, we just want friends.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And like the two girls didn't even play games anymore. And I'm like, I need friends. You know, I was 17, just wanted to have fun.
Yeah. Right.
And I kept doing it part-time. And I have been on the internet since I was like 11 or 10.
Yeah.
Like, I know that there will always be some weird comments, some creepy person, some whatever. Yeah, so definitely. I was very accustomed to that. And I grew up with an older brother, so I was very used to bullying. I'm kidding. Not bullying, but like, if anything, a lot of banter. Like, he would talk some shit, I would talk some shit.
Yeah.
Now we're besties who play Valorant together, but still.
Yeah.
So like, I guess I was just very used to that.
Yeah.
So streaming, I didn't, like, especially just starting off, I was like, oh, this is normal. You'll get weird comments here and there.
Yeah.
But oddly enough, I feel like, let me know if you guys agree, like way back in the day before all these social platforms, and Twitch and content creation in general blew up, I actually feel like the internet was a little more like almost like wholesome and welcoming because there weren't as many people who were that deep into it.
I
was just about to say, it really felt like all the like around 2015-16 when obviously all the political stuff was happening, it kind of just shifted into the online thing. With all the Me Too stuff as well, where everyone had to pick a side with it. So it just became this you versus them. And then if you were a woman online who had and then that. So I imagine that was that when it started picking up?
Absolutely. But like when I was even like 12, 13, 14, 15, and I would make friends online and someone found out I was a girl, they were actually really nice.
Yeah, too nice.
I have this like, no, legit. Core memory of playing MapleStory and meeting a guy one time and he was like, well, I'm going to quit. And he found out I was a girl and he gave me all his loot, everything. He had been grinding for like 3 years and he was like, well, I'm actually quitting today. So here's all my stuff.
That is the most MapleStory.
So wait.
Like only MapleStory.
You had a sim from
No, legit. I had a MapleStory sim. That was probably my first like simping interaction. And I could tell in that moment, I was like, I think he's treating me this way because of my gender, but it's very nice. So I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, as a former MapleStory player, I can like attest to that being like, because you know everyone would play the game, and obviously you could pick like your avatars and whatnot, but it was an actual rare occurrence when it's like you're a female character and you're a female IRL,
legit. Like girls were like unicorns in the gaming
scene,
but in the way where we were like treated much nicer because we were rare.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how this went so south.
Yo, as a former League player, how many times did the jungler camp your lane just when they found out you were a girl?
Actually, League, I had, I guess, a different experience because people get very angry. And if anything, that was when I started feeling like, oh, my gender is something to be used against me. Like, oh, if you're not playing well, it's because of this part of you.
Right.
Like, oh, my genitals dictate how good I am at the game? Odd, but sure. Right. Yeah, so I think that's when it like really first started for me. But also with League, I would play a lot with friends, and I kind of chalked up a lot of negative experiences to like, oh, just random angry people online.
Yeah. It's just League. That's just the League experience at the end of the day, right?
You were good there, right? You were like diamond rank, right? Higher?
Dude, when I grinded, I was pretty fucking good League. Yeah. Like I solo queued to like D1 or something on stream as well. Wow. Yeah. But like way back in the day. And the thing is, like when you're a casual player,
yeah,
and like these are the streams, you know, you have like Tyler One, Nixon, Double Live, Pokemate, you know? When I'm being compared to these guys who are obviously like insane.
Challenges,
I'm like a casual player, like trying my best, above average, but like you have bad games.
D1 is better than your entire chat though, probably at that point. Like
but
D1 is like,
when people see you have a bad game, they're like, this is my opportunity to say it's because you're a girl. Right. No, dude, it's because I'm a casual player and everybody has bad games all the time. Like,
yeah,
you're not at your peak capabilities 24/7.
Yeah. And streaming adds on the whole layer.
Yeah, like how much pressure was on you as like one of the top, like the top female streamer for like a while, to like feel like you had to be like the perfect person or like the perfect role model, even though you're human just like everyone else?
A lot. and sometimes still to this day, it's just a little bit tough because I feel like I have to overthink a lot of the decisions that I make in order for it to reflect well on this group, an entire gender, if anything, that I am unintentionally representing. When I decide to do something, even if it's something as simple as like I went from playing League to doing like variety content, if I don't work my ass off to make that transition work well in my favor, like, oh, like finally she like fell off or this or that, you know, you can just
people
tell,
are ready to celebrate your fall.
Like they're so ready to write whatever negative narrative. You have to work so hard to create a positive one. Yeah. For example, like when I first started streaming, I saw a lot of people, like a lot of people, when a girl was doing well, they'd be like, oh, it's because you're dating this person.
Yeah.
So they would attribute that female streamer's success to their partner. So I was like, okay, I'm never going to date anyone publicly. That way, anything I do will be accredited to me.
Right. Yeah.
I thought. No, they will just find another way to discredit you.
Exactly.
And instead it became like a, who is she dating? She's hiding her boyfriend for donations and subs and this and that. And I'm like, I'm either doing this bad I'm either like clout chasing if someone is more popular than me, or if someone was less popular than me, I'd be using him if I had him involved, you know?
Yeah. Like or you're pandering to like the simps or something, right?
Yes, you know? Anything you do can be seen negatively. That's really what I've learned all my time on the internet.
So how do you stay positive then? It sounds like
delusion.
Everything.
Yeah, do you just like, I guess it's just like, you just stop giving a shit, I guess. It's like.
Partially, but honestly what helped me a lot was, my female streamer friends. Like if I didn't have them validating me and being like, no, like from an objective perspective, telling me there are instances, like obviously I mess up and I apologize for the situations where I do mess up.
Yeah.
But I feel like so many things get like convoluted, taken out of
context. Yeah.
Just narratives being spread like wildfire to make me look bad. If I didn't have other people that I trusted objectively saying like, no, you are being treated unfairly in comparison to other people in similar positions.
Yeah.
I would have gone crazy. I would have like gassed myself to heck.
Yeah.
But luckily I did have like a really, really great support system.
Okay.
And I think like once I got to a point where I realized, oh wow, this is like a male dominated field.
Look at the podcast.
You guys are the good ones.
The good ones.
The good ones.
It's because we're not in LA. That's my thing. It's just going to see it.
No, but it was also like, there's been so many weird moments in this industry. For example, even realizing like, I especially need the help of other like men in my field, male content creators, male streamers, because, and as unfortunately misogynistic as this is, a lot of the audience will only really trust something if it's coming from another guy that they respect. So we need you guys to say women good for me to be good.
Okay.
You know? Guys, you think so?
Women good. Women good, guys.
Guys, women good. Yeah. Yeah. Guys, we all agree with that, right? Right, Connor?
Is that really the case?
Oh, Oh yeah, and it's especially okay.
That's so depressing.
I'm sorry,
I never thought about it like that before.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm getting so into the nitty-gritty. We could talk about anything.
No, please, this is actually really interesting. Yeah.
This in particular, there's like so much to go off of. Not just that.
Yeah.
But knowing that and that being very, very clear to me, multiple instances, it made me especially sad when this whole like simp narrative became a thing. Because then I could very much sense my male friends were having a hard time standing up for me or defending me in situations because they didn't want to be deemed, oh, you're just a simp, you're this, you're that, and looked down upon. So there was,
God forbid platonic relationships exist.
God forbid you say something good about a girl.
The thing I always found weird about that is that there seems to be like, okay, let's say if a woman actually was trying to push the boyfriend experience and trying to push that, it's not like guys don't do it inversely. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing that I've never really found, I found really weird is because as a guy, sometimes I see other content creators really going for that angle of like, I'm going to be your boyfriend or I'm, you know, giving you that experience. This video is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Big tech is more powerful than most countries are and they are profiting by exploiting your personal data.
How dare they?
It's time to put a layer of protection between your online activity and these tech juggernauts. And that's why I use ExpressVPN.
Guys, just think about how much of your life is on the internet.
All.
Sadly, every site you visit, every video you watch, every message you send gets tracked and data mined.
But when you run ExpressVPN on your device, the software hides your IP address. Something big tech can use to personally identify you. So ExpressVPN makes your activity harder to trace and sells to advertisers.
What I like most about ExpressVPN is how easy it is to use.
It really is easy to use.
No, it is. It is actually easy.
It's one button.
I got it right here on my phone. Just download the app on your phone, computer, tap one button, and you're protected.
Wow. So stop handing over your personal data to big tech monopolies that mine your activity and sell your information. Protect yourself with a VPN that we trust to keep us safe online. Visit expressvpn.com/trashtaste. That's ExpressVPN.com/trashtaste to get 3 months extra for free. Go to expressvpn.com/trashtaste right now to learn more.
Back to the episode.
It's not like there aren't male creators doing or pushing even further for the whole boyfriend experience of like, I love you so much. You guys mean so much to me. And by the way, here's my 30-minute ASMR of me telling me how much I love you. And it's like, people like would never, ever, ever criticize people who do that publicly, but it's for some reason it's okay when it's a woman. I don't understand.
That's another major realization that was very helpful to me, because for a long time I was like, am I doing something wrong, like people saying simp this, simp that, but I'm like, I don't think I go out of my way to do that kind of thing. I just love gaming. I love to do whatever kind of content that I happen to be in a very male dominated field.
Yeah.
And then I realized like, wait a second, like so many very, very, very popular guys have female majority audiences and no one ever uses that as an insult towards them or uses that to discredit them in any way.
Well, it's just the filthy double standards, right? It's just like,
it low key blew my mind. Cause I'm like, especially like most male artists, think Justin Bieber when he was young, or even BTS now, or like maybe even some male streamers as well.
And another thing
is definitely like a bad thing.
Another thing as well is like it's recently the VTubing trend has like popped off, right? And I remember, especially in the early days of VTubing, there were definitely like, if they were a 3D girl, we don't simp for the 3D girls, but it's fine to like simp for the 2D girls, right? And it's fine for the VTubers, like some of the really early VTubers, to really play that up, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely. And like nowadays, now it's the male VTubers that are playing it up. And it's completely okay.
Oh yeah, I never thought about that.
Now it's like, you know, even in Japan, like some of the top VTubers in some industries now are male oriented with massive female oriented audiences, because obviously, you know, the idol culture is massive in Japan, right? And no one bats an eye. Meanwhile, 3D streamer who's a female does it and everyone loses their minds, right?
Yeah, I always thought...
Go
for it.
I also think maybe one of the reasons why is because I feel like VTubing and VTubers in general appeal to an audience to whom like that maybe isn't as weird, or they're not like as ready. Like if you watch anime, there probably is a waifu that you love, right?
Right.
So for that to be a VTuber instead and be a streamer, like that's probably a cool experience for you.
Yeah.
Whereas when it comes to gaming, over time I learned there are you know, a lot of people that might tend to be more misogynistic. I don't know the right way to see these, to say these things that also happen to just love gaming. Yeah. But those types of people don't really like anime. So they won't go and hate on a popular VTuber.
Because
their interest is gaming, not anime.
Yeah.
If you kind of get what I'm saying, I think the audiences matter. Because
guys are so worried about being like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything. I'm not misogynistic. And so it's hard to have these conversations because a lot of guys feel attacked when they're like, you're successful because you're a male. And it's like, no, that's not what we're saying. It's different. It's, you are more likely to be successful because you are a male because of a number of factors.
Yeah.
And you can't deny that as a male, you would have advantages in certain areas. Like that's just how life is. That's how like society has been made. That's just how it is, right? And to not accept that and be willing to be like, hey, that's what it is. But fuck it, I can still make shit. I can do my own thing. Like, as long as I'm not a dick to people, what's wrong with that? Wrong with calling it out and saying, hey, here's how it is.
Yeah. Did you ever feel like, because there was a point where I feel there was like so much pressure on you that you, like you said, it felt like you're in a like a lose-lose situation, right? Where, you know, a lot of the guys were being like, you know, trying to discredit you. If anyone tried to defend you, they were like labeled as a simp or something like that. Mm. And I feel like you even got a lot of criticism from like a lot of girls, like being like, oh no, she's representing girls wrong, or she's like bringing a bad name for, you know, female streamers and stuff like that.
I actually feel like that's one of the things I got the least of sometimes.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
But really not that often. If anything, the girls were one of the things that kept me going.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
Because I feel like no one better understands the struggle than other female streamers, than other girls that game, than, you know, or really any minority within gaming kind of understands what that experience is like. And the craziest part of all of this and the simp stuff is whatever is like anytime I like pull my Twitch audience or like really get any analytics from that, I have way more female or like gender non-binary or any other kind of gendered statistics than the majority of male streamers.
Right.
So make it make sense.
Do you remember how this whole thing started? Like the whole simp movement thing started? Or was it something that just
I think it was just like an internet phenomenon. If anything, I don't know. I don't want to speculate too much, but I feel like maybe at some point people saw like girls doing really well.
Mm. Yeah,
they
clocked
that their viewers are guys or that they get a certain type of energy. I don't know why. Maybe for some people that like it makes them feel jealous potentially.
Right.
Or to them, it just doesn't really make sense.
Mm. Like they don't even want to try to understand it or, you know, whatever. Because I think, definitely, I think there was like a very long period where it was a very gradual rise of like, oh, girls play games and stream too, guys. Yeah, it's like, whoa, what the fuck? You know, so it's like, I think it's from there that's when it started to kind of, this movement of like just people who clearly were never in the right mindset to begin with, who were suddenly like, wow, look at all these men conforming to these female streamers. What, just because they're good at League, now suddenly they're your wife? It's like, no, they're just entertaining people and they just want to like watch their favorite streamer regardless of their gender. It's like,
maybe the other thing is, I think it is really, really hard to break through on Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
It's such a saturated platform. Yeah. And even 3-4 years ago when it wasn't as saturated, it was still hard then.
Yeah.
And it's especially hard when you're the 100,000th guy to stream.
Yeah.
But when you're a girl, because you're like more rare or more of a minority on Twitch,
More rare.
I heard of them.
They're like the SSR pools on Twitch, right?
Because there aren't as many female streamers, sometimes you can have an easier start. Only start, not middle and ground. But sometimes you can have an easier time gaining initial traction, again, because you stick out in comparison to all the other smaller or newer streamers. And I think when they see this like advantage in a sense, I can understand people being upset at that. Like, I don't have the ability to do that.
Right.
And then they twist it into, like, I guess viewing that person's gender negatively or being like, oh, it's just because people are simping for them.
Yeah.
Like they turned, I guess, this situation into just calling other people a simp.
Yeah.
To discredit whatever viewership or success that person has.
Yeah, I'd say you're in the category of just like just a normal streamer who is a girl, right?
Yeah.
And I think the reason why it's a really fucking annoying conversation to have about all of this stuff is because there is some people who stream on Twitch who happen to be women who definitely push the fucking envelope. Like just take the piss with what like should be allowed.
Yeah.
Skirt TLS.
Is it frustrating when you feel that like you're trying to kind of push like, hey, we can do this stuff, and then you just flip over to the other category and this woman that's naked, literally slobbering on like an ear. Like, how do you deal with that?
Okay, I actually had a freaking epiphany regarding this.
Okay,
right.
Years ago, mainly when, as I said, like there was all this variety, virality around like, this girl shows cleavage in games, like she's being schmexual. She's doing this, right?
Yeah.
And, right? No, I kid you not, but back then, like, those were almost the only girls that could have like 2K plus viewers, aside from maybe like Hafu during her tournaments.
Like Casey Tron, is that what it was?
She was a meme, but like
That's her great.
She's so funny. So that really, those kind of were the top female streamers at a very initial point on Twitch. And at that time, there was like some frustration, I think, for a lot of female streamers, because they're like, people come into our chats and they either expect this or, you know, they label all female streamers as this one thing.
Right, imagine,
even in college, when I told people that I stream, they're like, you're a cam girl. No, I'm on a webcam, but like, I doesn't necessarily mean I'm a cam girl. Even my roommates are like, you do what? Like, video game.
So I turn on the computer, I stream online to thousands of viewers, and they give me money sometimes. I don't know. Why do they think I'm a cam girl? I don't know.
That's like when you try and explain your streaming career to like your grandma. It's like the most like rudimentary, like,
your
YouTube
grandma
watch.
Doesn't know what a cam girl is. You shouldn't know, I hope.
Well, yeah, so initially there were some frustrations where it's like, you know, but I remember someone told me once, they were like, you shouldn't be upset at the female streamers who are doing that. You should be upset at the guys who are expecting you to do the same thing just because they saw someone else do it. Yeah. Or for guys who are having one assumption about an entire gender based off of one person that they saw.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, true.
Third eye opens.
Legit, because it is difficult not to be frustrated when you feel like there's a negative stereotype and not be upset at the people perpetuating that. But also, if anything, I'd be more annoyed at like the people clickbaiting them and like trying to sensationalize it. Like, if homegirl wants to make her money, go make her money. Nowadays, like, you don't have to be mad at all, because it's been made more clear. Streamers can come in all sorts of types and varieties.
And that's a really interesting point, because I think part of the problem was that talking about the problem just became as profitable as like the problem itself.
Made it seem like a bigger problem than it might
have
actually been.
Like the rise of especially commentary and drama YouTubers within like the past 5 years just like kind of coincided with this kind of witch hunt.
You're triggering my PTSD.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
This is like a similar thought to, I think we spoke about this before on the podcast. It's like, you know how sometimes people are like, you know, parents should teach women how to like avoid fucking creepy, fucking weird dudes. And it's like, and I think someone commented something along the lines of like, it was like, no, parents should teach their male kids to not be fucking freaks. Which is true.
You solve the issue from the most fundamental place and not, you know, all the way up at the top, you know?
Yeah, I think unfortunately it's just easier to like pick on like one public target rather than just a lot of faceless masses, because then it's just like, well, society, right?
There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah, you were so right. There was like a period of time where it was especially profitable to pick on people or make videos about them or speak negatively on them, like regardless of what platform they were on, YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, anything.
Just like every week
make
there was
essays,
drama.
Picking people apart. And for a long time, like, I felt really bad about myself, because I was like, I'm not problematic, man. What's wrong with me?
You just had a... No, you were too successful. Your name was worth a lot and it would get clicks. That's such a compliment.
Right? But like, as one human being, knowing all these human beings are talking about is weird. And it's hard... I guess almost like math or like logically, it's hard not to think like, oh, maybe I am the problem. Right. And not to say that I'm a perfect person, but in hindsight, it just had a lot to do with the position that I was in. Like if if you would put any other person and name on the channel that I was on, it would be their names in those titles instead.
Exactly. And the thing is, because of like the problem that your name was just so... I guess like recognizable
clickable.
Like you do like one thing, and I swear, like people were just making fucking 9-part series on this like one thing that was like barely an issue to begin with, and it was just like, and people clicked on it, and it was unfortunate at the time. I don't know if it still was prevalent nowadays, but there was definitely a time.
I think it's. I don't think it's as prevalent nowadays because I think now there's a lot of commentary channels who have now opted towards the route of like, we're not gonna necessarily give our opinions on this thing, but we're just going to state the facts and what we know, and it's up to you to decide what you want to take out of it. At the same time, I think what a lot of those channels don't understand is that their audiences, for the most part, aren't as intelligent enough to just make up their own opinions. You know, usually they go to those videos because they want the tea. You know, they want the drama. They want an opinion to get behind.
Whatever you're covering.
Yeah.
Whose sides are you showing? How deep are you really looking into?
Exactly.
Are you showing the first report you saw on Dixterra with that shitty fucking articles?
That's been
I was going to ask. So I've recently started getting these. I don't know if this means that I'm doing well. I think that means I'm doing well.
It'll be
like Twitch star, Sea Dog fucking took Iron Mask to a park on stream and it was wholesome. And then there'll be another one where it's like, Twitch star, I love the word Twitch star. That's what I call myself. Twitch star, Sea Dog falls at Jump King. And it's like, that's not newsworthy. They do this for everything.
Really?
They'll be like, XQC had an opinion. Here it is. Yeah.
No, but sometimes it's just me, man. Like they write the craziest shit about me. Like,
okay. What do they write?
Okay. I have this kind of joke that I've made, I think, 3 times,
which is
I have these 2 cats that I love so much. And I care a lot. Like I'm so invested in my cat.
Your children. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Totally. But sometimes my mind goes so far. I'm like, I think my cat should roam free.
Okay.
Like, you know, it was born an animal. I'm imprisoning it. As it has like a $2,000 cat tree, a $500 cat bed, I think high quality tuna 3 times a day. Yeah.
The cat owns you.
Yeah.
You do not own
the cat. So true.
The cat does what it wants.
Yeah.
So
you are the cat servant. Yeah. It's living a good
cats
life.
Cats are very good at surviving on their own. It will be fine. Yeah.
But like, you know, my mind goes this far and I'm like, you know what's my dream? I want to live on a farm, but it's enclosed, an enclosed farm, so it can roam free, but I never have to worry about it like going too far.
Yeah. Okay, so how does this lead
free range cats?
The article.
Yeah. Right, okay, sorry, So one day I was making this joke, blah, 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 just like I did to you guys.
Mm. Right.
What does a Dexterto article say? Yep. It says, Pokimane breaks down away to a farm or something.
I hope they make a parody one from this podcast. I really will hope you do.
Bro, and then my mom calls me. She's like, sweetie, are you okay? I'm in the middle of Valorant game. Like, what? What's wrong? She's like, I read an article. Stop.
I don't mind the articles. It's just like, what the fuck? What are these titles? I don't know. It's just interesting how they choose to sensationalize the mundanest details.
It's really made me realize, like, whether it's YouTube clickbait or random articles online, people will believe anything they can read.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, unfortunately, it's gotten to the point where you're just bombarded with so much shit that you read like one headline and you're like, yeah, okay, I guess that happened, you know? Mm-hmm. And
just a slow news day.
Not much is going on.
Especially now with like fucking tweet longers being entire dissertations. You're like, I can't read through all this. Just like sometimes.
All of a sudden I'm not literate.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like I feel bad. I feel bad. But sometimes I'm just like, just tell me how to think. It's right. Yeah. Like I don't have the time to get.
I think it's both like human nature. It's sometimes just easier to agree with someone when they make sense. And it feels good. Yeah. You're like, Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Especially when they're passionate about it, you're like, you have energy for this. Yeah. I don't.
I don't. Go ahead. I have energy to agree, which is down here. Yeah, but and also I think we're so, as you said, like overwhelmed with information, different titles and comments and this and that. It's hard to tell what is like true or not. Oh, especially when someone is like confident and it sounds like it makes sense. You're like, good enough for me. But that's been very difficult in my position. And it sometimes just feels like I have to go so out of my way to correct all the random things other people are saying. That's exhausting.
Those people are going to believe whatever they want, right? If they see this article, they're going to believe it. And even if the article didn't exist, they're going to make up shit in their head of why they don't like you.
But you know what's sad? I actually kind of disagree. I think there is, like, let's say 10 or 20%. Yeah. Mm. I think there's like a group of people. Yeah. They will believe anything negative about you and you cannot convince them out of it because they didn't convince themselves into it. They wanted to hate you from the start.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think there is like quite a big group of people that might just have gotten the wrong impression or believed something that wasn't
that big?
True.
I don't think it's that big. I think that like
it's hard to truly quantify.
You'll go insane trying to correct all the false shit about you online. And maybe it's not big. Maybe it's not a big deal. Mm. But like just trying to correct all the stuff all the time is like, why do I give a fuck about this? Let me just play video games. I really don't fucking care.
I think like it depends. For example, like nowadays it's not something that bothers me as much.
Right, right.
Mm. But during a very specific like year or two of my career, for sure. That felt like the majority of my life. Like and I especially noticed.
No, guys, I didn't kick my cat. Okay.
I noticed because like again, months or like a year or two later, I had a lot of people, like an influx of people that I would see everywhere just saying like, oh, I'm sorry. Like I had a really bad impression of you because of XYZ, but now I realize you're normal.
A
lot of those kind of comments. So,
because you get, I think what can happen is as well, and it's nothing like, it's not that bad, but you see all this stuff about you online and people are saying these things and you get frustrated about it. And then the one thing that I've had to like try and dial back personally as well is like, try not to give too much frustration on stream or publicly. Cause then some people see that and they're just like, I just don't like this energy.
Yeah.
And they don't like it. And that freaks them out.
Yeah.
And then they'll get a bad impression.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. In. It's not even about what you say. It's about how you say it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what makes it believable or not essentially to people.
No, definitely.
Yeah. Well, cause the way I see about it is that every creator gets like, they get like one dunk. Everyone is allowed one dunk where they could be like, yo, this guy's talking bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And you get your slam dunk. And like, even if there are
refresh for like 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's on cooldown.
Yeah. Then even if people continue to talk bad about you, if you continue to address it, even if it's a complete slam dunk and you're completely right and the guy's a clown, you're still, people will be like, well, he's kind of like getting a bit too involved in this, right? He's caring a bit too much.
He's
now
a bit too defensive right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. 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 Like,
it sucks.
You're too involved in drama, people just think you're sus.
Yeah.
Even if you're
like, what are you hiding?
Yeah.
Why are you so desperate?
It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. My least favorite thing with like ever coming onto the internet to defend yourself, regardless of how big or small it is the argument I've seen it so many times of like, well, that's the price of having fame.
Yeah.
It's like you're out there, you put yourself out there, you're famous now. Yeah. So you should just be like used to this. And I'm like, No, this should not be normal.
You're still a human being.
Yeah, you're still a human being at the end of the day. Like, you can say that because you've never been in these people's positions, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're British though, so it doesn't count.
We're not people.
We're not people.
No.
Shut the fuck up. That was good. All right, just silence.
Better than some of her, definitely.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Because I think out of the three of us, the only one who's ever had to make an apology video, I think, is just Joey.
Yeah.
And that was for like looking back, I'm like, what? This is the most ridiculous reason to make an apology video.
It was whack as fuck.
Yeah.
It was whack as fuck. So it was when, do you know the anime Yuri on Ice?
I've heard of it.
You know, the ice skating one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a massive, obviously because of the subject matter of the show and how it kind of, you know, plays out, it has a very massive female audience, right?
Yeah.
Even though it is technically a sports manga or anime.
Yeah.
So I made this one joke where I said like, no, 99% of the people who watch this show watch it for the boy on boy action.
Yeah.
And 1% of them watch it for the actual sport.
Yeah.
And yeah, and a Twitter went off. They went off on me. And obviously this was the first time where I think because of where I was, where my channel was at the time.
Yeah.
I had never really gotten that much backlash before because I've been saying my opinion for years now, you know, a lot of hot takes, but at the end of the day, it's whatever, you know, it's just an opinion of mine. But I think I really underestimated how far an opinion can go about a show, especially with a dedicated fan base. So I just woke up one morning to just like countless comments.
I get pissed off hearing you talk about shows because I think it's because like, I think the way you talk about shows sometimes are like dismissive and it makes people feel like, why won't you fucking give it a chance?
But here's the thing with the You're a Nice Thing. Yeah. I watched the entire show, right? And I enjoyed some parts of it. I didn't think it was the most amazing show in the world. Yeah. But I thought some parts of it did pretty well.
You
but
said you didn't like it. So then they were like, okay, you didn't like it.
Yeah.
And, then-
and because it is basically, you know, a show that is targeted towards a certain demographic in a lot of ways, immediately people were like, he's a misogynist. It's like he's homophobic, he's misogynist, he just doesn't like things that women enjoy. So my apology was just
based- still up or you take it down?
Oh no, I took it down. I took it down, but like, you know, in hindsight, that was, it was completely unnecessary. Yeah. Because I think that's the moment I uploaded it and then I realized when I read the comments to that apology video, like 90% of them were like, dude, you didn't have to apologize.
Yeah, well, the first time you get like a, I guess a bunch of hate overnight in one go is probably the scariest.
Yeah. And for me, that was the first time where I just woke up and it was just like all these new people who are just like giving me shit and just calling me names. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, this is the end of my career. I'm fucked. Yeah. Right.
So you feel very pressured to.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I took action. And then immediately after I uploaded that video and I started to see the first wave of comments of, dude, it's fine. You didn't have to apologize for that. Yeah. Immediately took it down and I realized that was a big mistake. I shouldn't have apologized for that. So now I know if I say an opinion, I don't give a shit.
I just like looking back. I just find it funny. Like, especially with how many people have made apology videos.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, you look at the list and you're just like, oh, what did you apologize for? Oh, you know, I ran like a CSGO gambling scam.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I said like I came on my cat. Oh, what did you apologize for? Oh yeah. I shitted on Yuri on Ice. Yeah.
No, legit. I was like, so what did you say?
So like, but you know, again, like at that time I had no idea, right? And because, again, I think I was just like pressured into thinking, oh, maybe I'm the bad guy because of this mass audience of people online who were saying how shit I was as a person for giving this opinion.
Yeah.
So I think, well, I mean, obviously now I know because I've experienced that and I've obviously heard from other people's experiences and whatnot, but I think initially, it was-
It means people are engaging with your opinion.
No, absolutely.
Which is good because sometimes that means they're getting angry. No. But at least they're engaging. That's all that matters.
Exactly. And I think
I'm a YouTube partner manager. We've seen like an uptick in whatever you did in that video, let's keep it coming.
Do it again. Do it again.
Just say the worst things imaginable.
To be honest, right? Like, you had to make an apology video, but wouldn't it be even worse if nobody gave a fuck about what you said?
I guess if you had to be true.
That is true.
Are you saying it's just the curse of being popular? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
If you have opinions,
that's
on
what
stuff,
comes with fame.
Yeah, if you have opinions on stuff. I said I don't like some anime, people get really annoyed about it, but it's like you're wrong. So that's not my fault.
An opinion on an anime, I think, is a, you know, that's like a subjective.
People are very passionate.
You'd think so, right? You'd think
so. What you tell us later about your anime opinions, we'll get angry.
I actually think this whole thing is such an interesting premise. Like, talking about apology videos and whether or not you regret them.
Have you made one?
Oh, I've made.
Wait, what did
you make? How many apologies have you made?
You know how crazy my life is? I made an apology video where I apologize about like four things.
Okay, right. When was this?
This was like at the peak of like all the videos and all the everything. Way before the pandemic and Among Us. Actually, not before. Maybe it was right at the beginning.
Right, right.
And there are some things that I apologize for that I absolutely stick by.
Mm. So what happened? Can you tell? I don't remember any of this. I was too busy watching.
If you don't remember, it's fine. That just means it wasn't important.
No, I remember. It's just like, how do I summarize?
TLDR.
Well, what do you guys know? I guess.
I know people were angry at you, but I never understood why. I was kind of confused.
I remember like
different
Leafy,
time zone and
like,
stuff.
Leafy made nine videos in a row about you or some shit.
During that.
Yeah.
Leafy made a lot of videos about
me. Right,
I guess the issues with a lot of the things that people are mad at me about is it gets taken out of context so far and then snowballed into one tidbit. And then like, that's the thing that sticks for people. And this is why I hate her, because of this.
Yeah.
But like, you don't know the context regarding that thing whatsoever.
Yeah.
Which is probably like one of the things that, not to retract the apology, but like in hindsight, I don't know if it made as much sense to apologize about this one thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'll tell
you
guys about it.
Yeah.
There was this guy who, when those kind of videos were popular, also made a video about me, like legit just shitting on me. Like that's it. Actually, the thing is, like, I was used to people shitting on me at that point. Mm. What really pissed me off about his video, which I was which I didn't watch the whole thing, but I was watching through some of it on stream.
Bad,
I know.
Bad
call, bad call. But I was new.
Yeah. Like, only 7 years.
I was new. It's tough because like initially it's like I would ignore all of this. And then I realized like you need to respond in order to give people something to respond to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then trying to find that middle ground of like, don't give everything attention, but give the right amount of attention at the right time to the right thing. It's hard.
Well, you have a right to defend yourself.
Yeah.
So when someone had linked me this and I was like skimming through it, I saw that he was pulling up like random people's images that had photos with me at like meet and greets or in their icons or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he was speaking negatively about how they look in his video he's a VTuber, by the way. Like he's not showing his face.
Right.
Shitting on my fans for how they look.
Yeah.
So again, it was like a guy talking about me and it's like, you know, you can say whatever about me. It's not going to be the first time that I hear it.
Yep.
Yep.
But for you to pull up photos of fans of mine and then for some reason be talking about how they look in front of your whole audience.
Yeah, it's fucking. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you know, I do put myself out there, so maybe you can justify talking about me, right?
Right.
But these people, and I know, like, if you're not a public figure, that type of scrutiny on a wide scale, like, you just don't know how that might impact.
Health. It fucks with you.
Exactly.
So I was just like, this is so wrong beyond belief. And obviously, like, I was very passionate in that moment.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, scrolling through the video, and I saw that, like, the video was sponsored. And I basically made a comment about, like, I cannot possibly understand why a sponsor would watch a video, not about someone talking about me. You know, there's plenty of those. And obviously, like, commentary type of videos deserve to be sponsored, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But I was wondering, like, did they really watch through this and see him shit on someone for how they look or, like, how much they weigh or, like, whatever it is?
Mm.
And they thought that, like, this was good content to, like, enable in a sense. Because when you sponsor something, like, you know, you're promoting that type of content.
Yeah.
A lot of the brands don't give a single fuck, though.
Yeah.
They're just like, I want to be on anything that gets us a million views. I can care less.
Right?
I can't remember. Did you take the video down initially? I can't remember.
No.
Okay. I can't remember. I was trying to.
Oh yeah. No.
It was just because you said the sponsor comment.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never taken a video down of someone talking about me. Ever. I took a video down once of someone who screenshotted my tweets without saying anything because I was like, oh, I just don't. I deleted the tweets, so I don't want tweets out there. And then people are like, she takes down videos of people talking about her. I've never in my life done that because I recognize, especially as a content creator, like someone puts effort into something and puts it out there, you have no right. You have no rights over that.
It's one thing the internet is very sensitive over. You can't take down people's stuff.
So anyways, I had just made that comment on stream where I was like, I can't understand from a business perspective why you would want your name on content like that. And then I said like, I would never work with that company.
Yeah. Right.
But then people spun that into me trying to take this guy's sponsor from him.
Which
I understand, especially because I think the commentary community, rightfully so, is like a little bit concerned about that stuff because their videos get demonetized easily. So I understand the concern, but I feel like it was a little bit out of context because was really just with what he was doing.
I think if it happened now, if you had had the same thing had happened now with the same public sentiment now, I don't think it would have turned out that way.
Exactly.
It
was that's crazy to me.
Because like, I think hearing from your perspective, like what's frustrating about the situation is that I think you had a very genuine point where, you know, if you're going to if you're going to dunk on like Pokimane or whatever, then just leave people, leave her fans out of it who have nothing to do with the online internet lifestyle or anything like that.
Yeah, you're saying that like you wouldn't take it the sponsor. I'd be like, yeah, fucking take it off, dude. I'd be like, fuck him.
Yeah.
Dude, what's he? This guy's an asshole.
Yeah. And it seems unfortunate that because you made that statement afterwards, it almost seemed like it discredited everything you said before, which was like a genuine point. Because, you know, I can see how people can see it in a way where it seemed like you were trying to take this guy's sponsor because it was in the heat of the moment, everything like that. But that doesn't really discredit everything that you said before about the video. No,
about it not
being
okay. So I was basically just like, I understand and like I apologize because I would never want to impact someone else's livelihood for sure. And I still stand by that. Like I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
But I also stand by the fact that I disagree with what he was doing.
Yeah.
And I don't think that is okay.
Well, it seemed like at that point, it got to a point where did you even know what you needed to apologize for? Because it seemed like genuinely, because it seemed like at that time, I was just like, I don't even know why people are mad at Pokimane at this point. It just seems like people are looking for anything to be mad
at. Just something Pokimane. To do.
Like, you know.
A fun thing to do.
It's like, man, I'm bored today. What should we do? I wish we shit on Pokimane.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
Dude, I'm so glad for the last like 2 years with like Among Us and it being more mainstream and having younger and more female fans. Like I feel like more of a human being. Like I'm treated a little more fairly because I feel like now there's a stronger group of people who are willing to like stand up for my side of things. I'm less so like an anomaly per se, like this I felt very objectified during that time in the sense that people were speaking of me as if I wasn't a real person.
Right.
But now I feel like there are people who like relate to me enough. And obviously I've continued to make content. So you continue to build fans over a long period of time.
All thanks to Among Us.
Thanks.
Nothing makes me feel more human than when I'm playing Among Us with my friends.
This is how you said, thanks to Among Us, I now have my life back. And I like to
thank Among Us.
Okay,
Among Us has changed the game for women.
Of a more diverse audience.
Nothing has done more for women than Among Us.
A lot of good.
Yeah.
Trace back to women.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Society was never the same when Among Us came out.
Think about it.
We're all just like back. We're all back in like fucking Rome having gladiator fights. Among Us, all civilized Spain.
Flying cars.
Yeah. White space.
Like, what's done more for feminism? The suffragettes? Or Among Us, you know?
Women actually...
Well, personally.
Because think about it. Because women actually got the right to vote in America.
Oh my God. Their voices were finally heard. Yes.
Every vote mattered.
Right off the creation of the game. We didn't have to wait a few patches.
That's it, right? Always from day one. Day one.
From day one, we could vote in Among Us.
Oh my God.
I do find it so funny. Like, I've talked to a few streamers now, and everyone talks about this Among Us period.
Yeah.
It's like
a unicorn. It's like everyone spotted Bigfoot. Like, everyone talks about Among Us. Like, it was.
Crazy.
The golden age of Twitch.
I mean, Fortnite too. Fortnite was the first crazy.
Really?
And Among Us was the second crazy. Yeah.
What's the next crazy going to be?
Yeah.
I don't think...
Not Valorant. I fucking hate Valorant so much.
I don't think
much.
There will be one for a really long time. Oh, thank you. You're right.
I despise
that everyone plays Valorant so much. Why? I feel like it's the most boring game I've ever played in my life.
Just do it.
Paying $50 for a fucking skin?
I know you're scared.
It's because I'm bad, okay? That's why. I'm bad at the game, okay?
If you can't beat them.
Also,
let's play. I'll make sure you have a great time.
You see, I will have like, when we're back in Japan, I'll have like 200 ping and you'll have to, it's fine. It's playable. I'll just be even shitter.
Well, then this dude plays Valorant on 200 ping. I wonder why you hate it.
Yeah. Yeah,
he played on the Japanese servers and he still sucks. So
everyone's insane on the Japanese.
I
would go in the new rookie lobby and it would be a 10-year-old boy who's just tried Valorant for the first time.
But
he's like, oh yeah, this is easy. Boom, 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 boom. Just shoots everyone to the wall. And I'm like,
no, you have to play while you're here.
Okay, okay.
And you'll have fun. Like, actually, like a five stack, it's hard not to have fun when you can talk to your friends. And
I think I'm just envious. I'm like the boy looking outside in the window with everyone else having fun. And I'm like, oh, I'm on the Japanese server. Like, why can't I? I hate you all for having fun without me.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense. That's probably why.
That's why I have. I've actually banned the word Valorant from my chat because I don't want people asking me about playing it because I have like trauma because I'm like, I don't want to play that.
Just stream it here, enjoy it, and then just let it go. You know, just like that's when you're in Japan, just if you love it, let it go.
I'll try. I'm willing to try again if I played with people. I'm willing to try again on 200 MS. I'm down to try. Actually, on America, it's like 110, which is actually way more playable than 200. Yeah. I feel like 150 is the cutoff of when it becomes unplayable.
Really, it is. I've also played League on like 100 ping, right? But 200, you can't. That's too much.
It just sounds like you're like trying to get him into a new drug. It's like it's not the drug that was bad. You just didn't do it with the right people.
I'm really against it.
I think all Riot games are a drug. Okay.
Except for League of Runeterra. I mean, that's just like
Legends of Runeterra.
That one's like cough syrup. You really need to, but not often.
It's like last resort.
It's like the medicine your mum forces you to take. Yeah. You know? It's like, oh, okay, here you go. There's good lore in it, I swear to God.
I would play it. I also just think that there's that awkward moment when you die in the game and then you're like, I can't wait to play the next round in 5 minutes.
But at least it's not that long.
Sometimes it feels long. And then you buy shit and you're I spent all my money.
Yeah, it depends on how you get killed. Yeah.
I am very impatient. I am the asshole who always runs first and then I die and then I get angry because why am I impatient? It's my fault. I suck at this game.
That's why you love Apex, right?
Yeah,
you're just constantly moving. Yeah,
I love Apex.
Actually, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Apex is your game. Valorant, just
and also
play
Apex
it.
Is so big in Japan as well. And really? Like all the VTubers and all the Japanese streamers fucking love it.
Wait, that's so cool.
Yeah, so it's fun. It's fun. You but know, like, it's kind of died off a little bit.
In NA, or I guess like on Twitch in general, I feel like there's just no meta right now.
Yeah.
No, really.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, like, what do you think the next meta is going to be on Twitch?
Whatever. So I think the next battleships, meta dude, is battleships. Be on Twitch. Well, let me tell you.
Meta.
I think it's in an odd way IRL for a little bit.
Okay.
Yes,
and in general, like traffic on Twitch a little bit.
Mm. Right.
I think there's not going to be like a huge game for a while. There's not going to be another Fortnite or Among Us.
Yeah.
Maybe for years ever again.
Mm.
Honestly, the only next thing I can think of is like
Among Us 2.
Some crazy like VR thing or like
Among Us VR. Among Us VR is coming out.
That's already been around. That's been around.
Among Us skins in Fortnite is the next meta.
No, even then, it has to be innovative. The reason Fortnite was innovative was because it was the first game to go mainstream.
Mm.
The reason Among Us was like innovative in a way
the first
because
game to go mainstream? I don't think it was the first. There's been games that go mainstream over Fortnite, right?
There was nothing on the level of like Fortnite. When you have celebrities,
Minecraft,
sports,
but it's not. Really?
Minecraft is like
not even COD.
It's like a staple in the game.
I guess it's kind of a slow burn as well. Yes, I kind of got there.
Fortnite was a massive trend that went mainstream, and that had like never been seen before within gaming. There's been large games, obviously, but it's always within gaming. Like if you're not a gamer, you don't really know about it.
That's right.
Yeah,
you just don't know about it.
Right.
Yeah.
But that with like celebrities playing it, like NFL players, Drake playing it, it went huge, right? Among Us was the other big boom, but it was because of such a specific set of circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pandemic. Mm. On top of it being one of the first fun games that had a really large player pool.
Mm.
So like a whole new level of collaboration, right?
Oh yeah.
Mm. Honestly, on Twitch, sometimes it feels like been there, done that with everything.
Yeah.
So
right.
When is the next time there's going to be like something really new and innovative? It's hard to tell. I feel like there might have to be some sort of like tech innovation.
I was like really against like the thought of doing IRL stuff. I thought this fucking it's weird. It's going outside, and then I did it once because they gave me a backpack so I could do the thing where I'd like take Iron Mouse around, and I was like, okay, actually this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
But like what if I did this and did like something where I just got drunk or something? I don't fucking
know.
It was really fun. And then now I'm like, okay, I think they're my favorite streams.
I think though,
do.
Definitely in the beginning when IRL was becoming a thing, it didn't necessarily have like the best reputation.
Well, because the people who were doing it, like a lot of the early people were doing some really fucking weird stuff.
Like the Ice Poseidon era was definitely questionable at best, you know?
Extremely.
Yeah. So but I think just because of that,
it's cleaned up a lot.
When you hear hear the word IRL, immediately it's like you think of people like that as like, oh shit, I don't want to get anywhere near that. But obviously, you know, now it's like, you know, you have people like Jake and Bake and like people who actually push the boundaries of IRL in like a positive really direction. Fun direction, obviously. So
The barrier of entry needs to come down.
If I lived in Japan, oh my God, my IRL streams would never end.
I started doing more. I always want to do something interesting. I'm just like, I don't want to just fucking walk around.
Go to an arcade.
I've been doing that.
The best.
Yeah.
Go to a convenience store. For 6 hours.
Honestly, it could be too easy content.
You're gonna have such a fun time.
Because like I forget
your viewership through the roof.
Well, the thing is,
Pokemon. Yeah. My content is higher than that. Okay, I have higher standards.
Listen. Him trying to like really plan content. This needs to be perfect.
I don't plan it. I just
Twitch viewers. I heckin' love convenience stores. I heckin' love them. Like that's it.
I think that's the difference between being a YouTuber and being a Twitch streamer, right? Because like when I stream, I'm like, I need to know what I'm doing. This needs to be planned. I need a structure.
There needs a narrative.
Kind. What's the YouTube title? Yeah. What is the YouTube title?
Okay, honestly. The worst thing for a Twitch stream is a narrative or a story.
I'm against you there.
For repeated ones, yeah. Unless it's like an event or something that you specifically announce.
Yeah.
Right.
The reason YouTube and live streaming is so different and what works best for live streaming is you want it to be a form of content that people can tune in at any point and it's enjoyable.
I agree.
That's why, like, I think even like a challenge.
Yeah.
Like when I've been offered to do like cooking streams where it's like this person against this person. I hate that stuff.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
someone has to watch from the beginning, middle, and end. Yeah. And that's just not how live streaming is. That's how a video is.
Oh man, I kind of disagree in some aspects there. I'm so in the camp of, cause I only really started streaming, like 2 years ago. But it's been going really well. It's been doing well. And, my whole thought process around it is like, make the live stream obviously as entertaining as possible, but built around the whole thing so that it can fit nicely into like a 15-minute YouTube video. That is literally how I plan all my streams. Okay. And I find that improves, personally, it like improved my streams because I'm trying to hit those beats. I'm trying to hit those moments.
Or I guess like, how do you think that disagrees with my point? Or how do you try to make it into a 15-minute video? So, do you mean like intro, outro? Because I agree those things are good.
Yeah, I guess just having a basic goal to work towards.
Yeah, yeah. Like there is
I
a
think
narrative.
Goals are great.
Yeah, yeah.
Like one general goal because like whenever someone does enter the stream, like I think that's kind of in agreement if anything because whenever someone enters the stream, they're like, oh, you're trying to make $5,000 on GTA and you're this far across. And it's easy to jump in and watch. I guess I mean like,
it was like completely lost if you don't have the start.
Exactly. Okay. Like a movie. You can't jump into the middle. Right. Yeah, like it doesn't feel as well.
It would have to be something that can be explained in the title. That's my way of doing it as well.
I think that's really good.
Because it's also the same with YouTube, right? I got to hook them and it has to fit in a thumbnail and a title. So that's kind of the way I plan most of my things. But
I think that's like... That's third eye opening of content creation. No, in a good way. When you're a Twitch streamer and you think about how to make a Twitch stream a YouTube video before making this, like you have the thumbnail title in mind, and then you make the content and then it's a full stream and then it's a video. Like,
it's full circle.
The efficiency is through the roof.
Because like,
I feel like a goddamn god.
Yeah, because I've been trying to do that as well recently and I'm not a Twitch streamer at all, but I've like been dabbling in Twitch streams and I notice the best streams that I do is something that has that the audience can follow that has like a specific goal or an end game.
Yeah.
I think that's good because it's good for viewer attention.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I want to watch this goal finish.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, as long as it's an achievable goal. I did like the Jump King stuff and I love Jump King.
I know. But Jump King is so hard.
I did one of the fan-made mods that like Ludwig did and Miskiff did that took them like 40 hours. And I was like, I'm better than them. I'll do it. And it took me like 40 minutes more than Ludwig. And I was like,
beat it.
Yeah. And it was like 8 streams. And it was just like, but the viewers by like stream 6 were like, can you stop?
Yeah. Can we do something else?
Can you fucking stop?
Please, Dad, you haven't fed us in 8 days.
Yeah. And it's so sad because like that is 8 streams that I did to make one YouTube video. That's one YouTube video. That's such a fucking good YouTube video because it's like, see the journey, you get like the multiple days and it's like a whole thing. It's good, but it's
too
much.
You're starving.
And I'm like,
have you played Getting Over It? I think that's a great
game. I did that in 3 hours.
Yeah. He's done all the rage games. Yeah, he went through a phase. Oh, so it was an addiction. Well, it was an addiction.
Here's my thing. And obviously, because I started doing this and I realized the whole YouTube thing. And I noticed that like Ludwig was doing it really well. And I was messaging Ludwig and I'm like, hey, how do you make your streams? And he told me the same thing. And I was like, okay. So I kind of like just, I'm like, oh my God, Ludwig's just doing this, but better. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just going to copy Ludwig. So I started doing all the, I also wanted to beat him in things. So I started doing the same games that he was doing. And I did Pogo Stark. Have you played this game? It's fucking horrible. Jump King is like nothing compared to this game. It is miserable.
I can do Getting Over It. I can't do Jump King.
I love Jump King so much.
I can do a stream or two. If I can't finish it within two streams, I'm
get pissed
like
off. It. Okay, right. Okay. Well, Jump King, you can beat in two streams.
I beat Jump.
Hell no.
I beat Jump King in three.
Well, they're like 8 hour streams.
Okay, that's impressive. Yeah. I've played Jump King.
How long?
By the way,
how long?
Like maybe 3 hours, two or three times.
That's nothing. That's nothing.
Okay. I know.
You got to get in there for the long haul.
I can't. I will. Depression.
Yeah, so I the one challenge that he did that I was like, I'm not fucking doing this, is I beat Pogo Stark the first one. And that's like the easiest of the three. And it took me 30 hours, which is less than all the other ones. But I was like, this was such a miserable experience that I'm like, I'm just not doing the other ones.
Finish a JRPG in that time.
Yeah. I'm like, you can mock me, Lado. You can hold it against me. Fuck off. I'm not doing this. This is too fucking, you're just, because he did it when he was a small streamer and it didn't matter if he had no concurrent viewers or something. I'm like,
oh, why does your viewership do this?
Yeah, it's because they're like, oh, what's he doing today? I can't wait to see.
Not again.
It's like, no. So then now I'm trying to focus more on stuff that could be done in two or one.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. I think that's really fun.
Yeah.
For people to jump in and watch.
Yeah. I think that's the strat. Make a stream so that if they miss it, they can watch the VOD. If they want to watch the highlight, they can do it. But they can just come next to the next day and it'll be something completely new.
A good time. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I feel like maybe the next meta will be something like Pokemon Go.
No.
Really?
No,
a mix of IRL and something.
Okay. Not
a mix of IRL and
so not Pokemon Go, but maybe something else.
Yes.
Okay. So you think IRL will play a big part?
I think
whatever
so.
Next
as well.
I think so. Yes.
Because I don't know. Like I've done like one IRL stream after like dissing IRL streamers for like the longest time, and I'm like, damn, it's like really fun. I can see why people do it. Yeah. Because I mean, all you do is just do what you normally
do.
You be a human.
It's
right?
A whole new way of streaming. Like, it's a new experience for the streamer and a new experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought for sure the first time I did it, I thought I would immediately hate it.
Yeah.
Just because, again, like, I had that, like, connotation about IRL. Yeah. I did it once and I'm like, I want to do it again.
It's good for the, like, you do it once or two, three times a month.
I could not do it every day.
No, you can't do it every day.
The people who do it every day, I'm like, how the fuck do you like enjoy life?
Yeah.
How do you find enough things to do every day?
You don't. They don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes
if
they just
you
sit.
Live in Japan, you probably could.
Well, but like, I look at people like Rob CD, who literally does an IRL stream like every day.
Yeah.
It's like Jake. Yeah.
And I'm just, and Jake back in the day, right? When he was in Japan, I'm like, how do you.
Built different, dude.
Yeah, you're just built different.
It's crazy.
I like my privacy too much. Yeah. I like enjoying my food in restaurants. Yeah. I like having a good time.
I would start forgetting, like, am I streaming or not?
Yeah, walking around.
I'd get confused.
Yeah.
I'm like, sometimes I'm like, okay, I've touched a bit too much grass recently. I need to go back.
I
need to go back to my fucking cave, become a hermit for a bit.
I do get like that too.
Yeah.
Nice. You get used to it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But like, I guess going to something a bit more positive than everything we've been talking about, you've just been to Korea recently.
Yes.
How was that?
Amazing.
Was that your first time?
Yeah.
Oh, your first time in Korea?
Yeah.
I've never been.
Me neither. I've never been.
Shame
I've been
I'm an
once.
Hour away.
You should go.
We've never been, and yet it's like an hour and a half flight.
Well, because getting back into Japan is such a pain. That like, if you're going to leave, it better be for something big.
It was even like before the pandemic for me. I was like, why don't you go? I can go whenever I want.
And then you never go.
And then I just haven't been yet.
You guys should for sure plan like 2 weeks to go.
Did you go for content or for a vacation? And then you're like, I can also make content.
No, I went to stream.
Oh, okay.
Because I had such a great time. I did this Paris trip a couple of years back with Jake and we streamed there.
Mm. Right.
And I was like, that was so much heckin' fun.
Yeah.
Now that we're past COVID, well, not past COVID days, but at least we can travel more now.
Mm. Yeah.
I just immediately wanted to plan something cool. And Korea was like the perfect thing. I was there for about 10 days and I got to a point where I was like, I'm having so much fun. Should I extend my trip? Yeah. And then I just kept finding out about other things to do in Korea. I'm like, I could extend my trip for 3 more weeks.
Just come back again.
I'll just come back. But it is just an A+ of a place to visit.
What was your favorite thing to do there?
Listen,
what? Is this supposed to be a hot take? Or? Yeah.
I'm about to sound like an LA girl, but like the shopping there was crazy.
It was the filtered water, right? Yeah. It was the filtered water.
Yeah.
The filtered water too.
Well, they have like the best skincare stuff in the world.
Yes. Yeah. Like you go to Korea and you come back looking prettier. The clothes, the makeup,
the fried chicken
water.
Is so good.
Yeah. No, I mean
the plastic surgery. Yeah.
None of that, but you still look prettier.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I remember me and Jake, I did a 12-hour stream one day.
Oh my God.
IRL.
How did you have a battery that lasts that long?
He had more than one.
Oh, okay. Genius.
And he had like 8 hours of that was shopping. And that was some of the highest viewership we had the whole trip.
What? What?
People were like, oh, you're going to a temple. You're cooking with a professional Korean chef. Cool, 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 cool. You're shopping for 12 hours?
Real shit.
That was the most views?
Well, it was like 30 to 35,000. Like just-
What?
No, but the thing is, it was growing the longer we shopped. And I was- having the time of my life.
Were you buying anything? Or were you just like window shopping?
I was buying hellish.
I know what I'm doing for my next IRL stream.
Dude, buying shit on IRL streams is so annoying though, because you have the backpack.
No, and but then that's like, why having a buddy is great.
Yeah.
I go pay, he's hiding. No credit card leaks, no nothing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Because like, you know, I love to shop. Now I'm like doing my job while shopping. And other people
you're
are
you're getting paid
it?
To shop? Yeah. You're literally making money as you spend.
It was new high. Drugs, okay, cool. But have you ever shopped while 30,000 people are watching and that's your job?
Be like, yo, can I get some gift subs to buy this nice shirt? You know?
Actually, the best part of Korea was the fans. I've never experienced such amazing, like all the fans were amazing. And like the majority of them were girls.
Oh,
the majority. Okay. And they always come with a gift. Thank you. This one
is that the requirement to stream snipe you? It's like bring a gift or don't fucking show up.
No, that's why it was so nice. I've never been somewhere where everybody brought me a gift the whole time. It was just like, it just blew my mind. Like this one guy came, brought me a gift, and like everyone's so polite and nice and sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had me sign something and I sign it. And afterwards he goes, thanks. That was so he jumped up and down. It was the cutest shit I've ever seen. He's like, thanks, bye. Like up and down like that. It was adorable.
Did you have to deal with any people being like, no, you can't film in here or anything like that? No. Oh, yeah, because Korea's chill.
Yeah, Korea. Yeah.
Japan is quite the pole.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Really? So that's one of the things I've, over the years, started to hate more and more about LA. And one of the like things that makes me want to leave is that people are so pressed about whether or not you're filming. You have a filming permit. Never mind. You can't film in
people
this mall.
Like that?
Oh, in LA?
Oh, wait, because me and Ludwig were in round one. And the moment we stepped out of round one to go in the mall to do our intro,
because
it was like, quieter, dude immediately came and was like, no, get back in the round one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But round one was chill.
So Japan is like that, except they'll say it to you in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, they'll just be like, sorry, no cameras here. Aww. You know, you're going to have to go out. Because I've been on a couple of IRL streams with Rob. And, you know, he obviously goes to like malls and shit like that. So he constantly gets people being like, sorry, you can't film in here. Or like, sorry, you can't do it.
Yeah,
but it's just a matter of like, okay, we'll leave.
It's odd because if you say you're streaming, sometimes you're like, oh, okay then. But then recording is like a big no. But streaming is different.
The same thing.
It's because it's recording with extra steps.
No, in Japan, it's the weird thing of like, you can take photos, but you can't record video.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
A video is many photos.
Yep. Yeah, well, right.
Luckily, I think the IRL cameras are small, so they don't get as intimidated.
Yeah. If you're carrying around like a DSLR.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They get freaked out.
Yeah.
In Korea, not a single place.
Oh
my God, I went shopping in one store and there was another girl live streaming a girl try on the clothes. I was like, live here. I like this. When you say I'm a live streamer, that's what they're gonna think. You do fashion.
Would you ever live in Korea or any other country?
Yeah. I think the only issue for me is again like time zones.
Yeah.
Time zone issues. Yeah. Mm. I wouldn't know if that would impact
my audience
in some way.
They'd follow you.
Yeah.
They'd follow you.
And you get a new audience as well, right?
I would start building a new audience, I think, but it does kind of feel like starting over in a way.
Yeah.
And then all these new videos, why Pokimane fell.
The downfall of Pokimane.
Bruh, I'm tired. But yeah, I think
that
I would
you
go for like a month, maybe. Yeah. Like that would yeah. be so fun.
Yeah, I feel like you've definitely established yourself enough where if you did move to a new time zone, people would just be like, okay, well, it's just something to get used to.
I think it'd be easier with VOD than streaming.
This is why I'm yeah. saying.
If it was just VOD, yeah.
If you make the content around the videos, because, okay, let's say I got a stream, right? Like, let's say total 200,000 people watch the whole stream. Like, quadruple that, watch the video.
True.
Yeah.
No, I think that's like
yeah.
the best way of content yeah, creation. Yeah. Legit.
This episode is sponsored by Harry's.
Listen, boys, we're busy. We're busy boys.
Busy, busy boys.
And
are.
I need a shave that is fast, clean, and effective, and Harry's does it all. As I've mentioned like a billion times on these ad reads,
like,
I
can't stop. I'm addicted
to Harry's.
Say it once again. Say it again. Say it again.
I love
remind
Harry's.
The audience.
You know, we can't get Harry's in Japan. Every time I go to the UK, I bring back a ton because you can get them there because it's the cleanest shave. No other razor gives me a shave like Harry's does. It's insane how good of a shave you get for how low the price is. I have never used another razor since getting my first Harry's.
Well, Connor, you'll be glad to know because right now you can get the Harry's starter set for just $3.
$3?
$3. And plus, you'll get a free travel size body wash as
Which
well.
Is lovely.
Oh my lord. The set includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. A $16 value for $3 deuce. Just visit harrys.com/trashtaste.
It is actually an insane deal. It's yeah. like, that's crazy. Straight up, that's crazy.
Actually, back to the episode.
I just had to start realizing, like, doesn't matter if it's like a dead time in the stream, because it's all going to get fucking cut anyway. Yeah, as long as the video's good.
Yeah, because it just completely shifts your mindset, because sometimes you have a stream that's not doing well, like viewer-wise, but you know-
Okay, at least the video
Yeah, but you know it's that the video. That it's going to be a banger video, and you're going to like make that money back.
Yeah, because I had like, I had some of the most viewership I'd ever had playing Elden Ring. And yeah, which is I think the opposite for like most people.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. I was like, wow. And but the videos did terribly. Like no one gave a fuck because there's I don't know if there's just so many Elden Ring videos or what.
Yeah, yeah,
different
yeah.
things work
yeah.
better on.
Yeah,
really strange.
Yeah.
So if, just because it's doing well live doesn't mean it's going to lend itself well. It's doing well for a video. Exactly.
And also, just because it's doing well or not well for a certain stream, it doesn't mean it's not going to do well for you, right?
Like, yeah. Oh yeah. yeah
I've
yeah,
had
yeah.
I've had like I've played a bunch of like story based games on my streams where I'm just like, no, that doesn't get viewership
oh, people
anywhere
don't
else.
Hear
no.
you play
but like yeah, like I remember like my Pokemon Arceus streams at one point were doing like better than a lot of other streams I was doing.
Right.
Like 7-8 streams into it, and I'm just like, oh, cool. I thought this was gonna suck near the end,
King.
But yeah, it was awesome. And then I try and do something else that is like big for other people, and
yeah.
it doesn't
and it
quite do
for
as
you,
well
yeah.
for me, right? So it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
I've just noticed now,
not just the content creator, but sometimes the audience, like the audience
of course
you've garnered, might prefer certain things.
Yeah, yeah. absolutely. So that was at that point, I was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna fucking do whatever I want
to
do.
Also, some people will just lend well to certain games and certain activities,
yeah.
and other personalities just don't.
Yeah, yeah.
exactly.
Absolutely.
So. Would you ever want to stream in Japan?
I already have. And I will again.
You're going to
go
to a konbini for 6 fucking hours?
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah.
I want to see if you do an IRL stream at a konbini in Japan, I want to see how well that will do.
I bet it's going to do really well. Honestly.
I think it'll do frustratingly well.
Japan streams do numbers. What I want to do in Japan again is just go to an arcade and play a claw game for 6 hours. That was like some of the most fun I had. I don't even know why.
yeah.
Like you're playing a game, but IRL.
But you can do that. But you can do that here.
Not
but
really.
it's not as exotic if it's yeah. not in Japan, you know? Even though it's the same company,
that
it's round one, the same arcades, you're playing the same games, you put Japan in the title,
that's
viewers
true.
Are going to watch, right?
Not just that, but also going to round one would be difficult. I don't stream anywhere in LA. Like, I will not do it.
Right,
unless I can book out the whole place.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting a stream sniped
as well.
Right.
1,000 times safer in Korea and Japan than I do here.
Yeah.
Which is sad because that's a huge IRL streaming like limitation. I don't feel safe just walking around with a backpack alone or even with someone.
Yeah.
That's just, that goes beyond streaming though, right?
Yeah, that's just in general, I think. Like, yeah. Even just visiting here, I'm immediately like, I don't feel safe in a lot of places.
Yeah, we did, me and Lada did the round one stream and that was okay. It was the first hour was fine, but then obviously when people start figuring out where you are, And then it started ramping up because we weren't moving around. We were just in round one. Yeah. It was fine. People were really nice though. I think round one attracts a good crowd though, luckily.
True.
But then we're also guys.
I love going to round one offline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wait a second. Oh my God, the manager recognized me once. She started crying. I was like,
yeah, we were at round one the other day and one of the employees there was like, oh, you can just come up and I'll just get you a ticket.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, I was just like, oh, okay, cool. I felt really bad because there was like a bunch of people lining up. I'm like, no, I'll wait in the line.
You got a free ticket?
Yeah.
Fuck, I paid for mine.
I wish he fixed that stupid mega stacker machine. That shit was bullshit.
Oh,
this is a machine where the blocks, you know, they go across and you got to.
Yeah, they skip it.
They skip it.
Absolutely skip it. Yeah. I've played that one up.
Yeah. You know the one? Because I'm a gamer. So like, no. I can get to the last one. No problem. I'm not a fucking idiot. And then you press it and it fucking goes right over at the end.
Intentionally.
Yeah. Okay, it has to be on like a lottery system.
Yeah. A story from that. I went on a date with a guy once and we went to round one. It was so heckin' fun because he's like more of a normie and I'm just like gaming my ass off the whole time. And he has a little like card with the money and he's like, and I'm like, and he's like, again? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was stuck on that one for so long. And I knew I was doing it right.
It's a con, dude.
I was getting so pressed and he's like, again? Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, this game is bugged, I swear to God.
I am doing a frame perfect input.
Yeah. No, legit. Like,
the summoning salt video was in the making, dude.
Yeah.
I spent like an hour on skee ball trying to get eight, you know, the 10,000 in the corner, like the hardest one to get. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to get 8 out of 9 to get the bonus. And I could only get 7. I was like a machine. I was like,
you were there for hour and a half just trying to do
I had dudes come up to me who were like, dude, you're fucking sick at this shit. And like fist bump me. And I'm like, I do not care. I want these tickets. Leave me the fuck alone.
It was like seeing
really
Connor.
Throwing balls.
Well, right?
It was like seeing Connor playing IRL Jump King because it was just like the same movement over and over. Before, I swear.
I was trying to perfect the body movement of throwing it in the exact same spot.
Because I remember at one point.
A body roll.
I was like,
it's all in the hips.
Yes.
It's all in the hips. Yeah. No, because I remember at one point in the night, I was like, I saw you from across the room, like playing skee ball. And I'm like, oh, okay, he's playing skee ball. I'll just go to the rhythm machine games a couple of times.
Yeah.
I feel I was there for like an hour. I came back and he's like still there, but like 10 times sweatier.
Yeah. I was really getting into it because I was getting, my goal was to just get as many high scores as the thing as possible.
Mm.
I'd got like the high score on like my second try on this beanbag tossing bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I'm actually nuts. I just got to get the high score on everything.
Yeah.
And that broke me. There was also another thing that like, there was just like this fucking milk tossing thing and it was driving me insane. And I was getting angry that I couldn't get the high score.
Yeah.
It was like a milk jug and you have to throw a ball into it. But it was the thing was designed so the ball wouldn't bounce in nicely.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it me? Am I bad?
Am I not gaming
or
enough?
Or is the jug bullshit? And I was like freaking out at this round one.
You know, I can get over a jug being bullshit or me not perfecting my skee ball, but that
when it when they actually
when programmed. Programmed.
Yes, when
when
it's programmed to make you lose. Oh, that was
that's
me. Yeah.
Then it's a scam, right?
It's just a scam.
It really is.
That's why I get addicted to games where I know it's not a scam and I'm just bad. Because I'm like, I know I'm the problem. But when they con me, I'm like vehemently against it. I'm like, absolutely fucking not. I hate you. I hate you so much.
Yep.
See, that's why I was like glad I was a casual gamer because we all started with the same amount of credits. I think me and Joey just spent like an hour or two in the rhythm game section just having a fucking great time.
Yeah.
And then we come over to Connor and he's like almost run out of credits. Yeah. And we're like, dude, we got like 500 credits left.
The soul's just like,
That's why I like rhythm games though, because you get the experience you paid
it's
for.
It's value
every
for
time.
Money. That's true. You get value for money.
To be fair, right. Skee ball was only like 25 cents a pop.
Yeah, but you ran through that in like 10 seconds.
Your happiness at the end. Their happiness.
Yeah.
I walked away with a Minecraft glow up light. I'm a winner.
Yeah, but you spent more money than us. Yeah. That's why.
Shut the fuck up. I'm a winner.
We literally put the same amount of money in the cards.
I'm sorry I spent my money faster than you.
We literally spent like half the amount that you spent. Cause like, I remember like-
competition. We're all rich. It's fine.
It's a competition for you. Everything's a competition for you. Don't lie to me like that.
That makes everything a competition.
No, because like, I remember we were just playing like the rhythm games. I'm like, damn, you get 3 songs for 1 credit?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's like a good 10 minutes at least for 1 credit.
And here's Connor going,
Like, it's only 3 credits, guys. It's like,
I didn't know you could speed run skee ball until I saw it.
The one thing I will say that I think round one America does better than round one Japan or anything Japan is the cart.
Oh, yes.
None of the arcades in Japan, even though they have cards that keep your progression, no one has decided on a system that allows you to just load up money on a card. Because
It's so simple.
There is a system. And probably it's just not profitable. Used as often.
Yeah. And
it only works for some machines.
And so there's, you can pay with like Suica, which is like a tapping thing. But the thing is fucking like you have to pick the thing you want to pay with, pick the money you have to pay with, then have to hold it. And it doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
Because I do these videos where I do like the crane game playing against each other. And I have to carry around just a sack of money to just put in it. It's fine.
To be fair, that's kind of funny for the video.
Yeah, but I've spilt it before and it's really awkward because I'm like...
But also great for the video.
Yeah, it's
good. How do I hold all this money?
It is a visceral feeling going like, doom, doom, doom. Just putting the money in. It's nice.
But when you're spamming a game,
they have IRL gacha as well. Like they have like you put like a $10 in, and then you get like a ball, and then you can win like an.
Oh yeah, that was fun as fuck.
Yeah, I do like doing those, but I've never won anything good. No, only Pokemon Arceus, but I already had a copy of it, so it's just sitting in my room. It was kind of high.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice.
Yeah. No, it was a waste of money.
Round one is so fun.
It's good.
It is.
Round one America is really good. I thought it was dog shit.
I was kind of surprised too when I went to the one near here.
Because I've been to some pretty fucking sad arcades in the US.
Like,
I went to a Dave and Buster's.
Oh, Dave and Buster's. No.
That's my trigger word.
You think arcades are bad? Like they can be bad here? In the UK, they are pathetic.
Oh my God. There is nothing in the UK.
Well, in Australia as well, this shit.
Yeah.
When I went to round one, like I had such a great time. I thought about all the people that only know of Dave and Buster's. You know,
is Dave and Buster's bad?
Because prior to this time, the most mid arcade you could possibly think of.
See, you say it's a mid arcade compared to the arcades in the UK. That's still like a 10 out of 10 arcade.
If the machines work, it's better than the one in the UK.
Half
of them they never work. The buttons are like I remember they had like this is one really popular arcade in London. Just half the machines just don't work.
LVO
scam.
Yeah, Time Crisis. You can put the money in, but the gun just doesn't fucking track.
Yeah,
but you've already put your money in, so it's like,
and like if you get a machine that's like, it's impossible to get a machine that's like below
fully functional.
Yeah, fully functional below like 10 years old because all the games like old as hell. Mm. Like here, you actually get like proper rhythm games, proper arcade games, proper claw machines. In the UK, there's fucking nothing.
Yeah, I was surprised how up to date the round one was when we went to, especially like the rhythm games. I was like, oh, this is nothing like
right from Japan.
This is nothing like the Dave and Buster's that I went to that one time.
Yeah.
Dude, there's this like mech game that you can play in Japanese arcades that's so fucking sick where you have to pilot a mech and it's got hydraulics and it fucking moves around.
That sounds so fun.
And it's a battle royale as well.
Yeah.
So you're literally battling against
other mech pilots.
Yeah, other mech pilots online and you are literally like, piloting a mech.
There's that many mechs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even in the one arcade, the one we went to where we discovered that game, there was like, I think 8 machines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fully just like, that game.
Yeah. Fully like hydraulic machines that you have to wear a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Oh my God, or it won't stop.
So like when you move forward, it's like, and you actually like lean back and forth. Yeah. It's nuts.
It's awesome.
And it's like 100 yen.
Yep.
I would have like the best hecking time step out.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. Yeah. One of the most recent like, rumors? I don't know what you call them. Yeah. That was spread about me was that I do cocaine on stream. I don't know if you guys saw that.
That's fucking tight, dude. That's fucking tight. Let's do it. Dude. Fuck. Let's rip a line.
And you want to know why? Because when I was 18 or 19, you guys know the Japan Crate things?
Yeah.
I had those and there was like a candy that was like white powder, you know? And I like lined it up and I made this joke. A joke when I was 19.
Yeah, right.
And people found that clip and they're like, oh my gosh, he does cocaine on stream.
Wow. So you think substance abuse is funny?
Yeah.
You sense a joke about
it?
Wow.
Wow. I can't fucking believe
it. Don't give him ideas, please.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Very.
Okay.
Was that the most ridiculous rumor that's been spread around you?
I think that's like the most recent.
Right.
Probably one of the most ridiculous. Yeah. Mm. Especially for someone who like, I don't really drink. I don't do drugs. I'm kind of boring, low key. And they're like, you do cocaine on stream. Like, imagine.
Let's just break a federal law on stream and publicize
so why is Twitch not doing anything about it?
Yeah. About these heckin' cocaine snorting streamers.
She's just trying to hype herself up. It's
all right. Yeah. Have you had any other like ridiculous rumors that that's just like popped up?
I'm sure you've had your fair share.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes hard to think of until they just come up like this. Speaking of crack.
Speaking of crack, you know,
that was one of the most bizarre controversies I think you got in was the banned word list.
Oh my God. I mean, people that got mad about all sorts of things. Yeah. Like, she has these banned words. And I'm like, yeah, because weirdos online abuse
What is this controversy?
I think someone leaked some of your banned words, right? Were they? Maybe.
I remember people being upset that I banned words in my chat. Mm. Well, like, of course, I
did. Yeah.
Because it was a thing at the point with like all the Leafy videos and his.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's totally understandable.
Like half of my unbanned forms. Or unbanned requests nowadays are like, oh, I was a cringy Leafy fanboy. Sorry about that. I've grown and learned. Literally 50% of my unbanned forms.
We love it.
We love a good, you know.
We love a good redemption mark, you know. Everyone loves that.
So I think people at some point were mad that I had a bunch of banned words.
Yeah, that was
for what? I don't know.
Actually, one weird controversy I do want to like hear your opinion about is the VTubing controversy.
Oh yeah,
like what the fuck happened there?
Like, wait, so for anyone that might not know, the beginning of the pandemic ish, at some point, I thought VTubers were so cool.
Yeah,
and I love me some good anime girl art, right? So I got like a VTubing model done, and I was like, well, this could be a fun thing to use if I don't feel like being on camera.
Right. Yeah.
And then when I came out with it, I think a lot of people were really mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I saw that people were mad, but at the same time, I was like, why?
Yeah, where was like in that controversy? Oh, not controversy, but that's whatever the fuck you want to call it. Yeah. Where was the majority of like the backlash coming from there? Like, what was it your audience?
Who was mad?
No, for sure not my audience. If anything, they were intrigued.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, in hindsight, I'm like, I hope I was a positive force in like VTubers becoming more popular. Because I think a lot of my audience is probably very different from the VTubing audience, but I helped probably like normalize the idea of like using this sort of tech.
Right.
Obviously VTubers are popping because
their content
is so cool. But I think people were just mad because I think a lot of people were used to being mad at me, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
And then I think some other ones, it was probably like a little bit of a gatekeeping thing, partially understandable, where they're like, we don't want you to like ruin this sacred community. Which obviously feels bad for me because I'm like, I obviously am not looking to ruin anything. Like, this is a cool piece of tech that I want to showcase to more people.
It's a dumb argument when you look at the fact that many corporate entities have VTuber models. So I mean, come on, you can't blame a person who's a creator for doing it when there's fucking, I don't know, I think an airline has one. And it's like, for what purpose?
I mean,
like,
nowadays, fucking every Japanese company has a VTuber.
Yeah, and it's just
Crunchyroll, they have one as well. You know?
Everyone has it.
Yeah. So why
a lot of my friends made them as well. Yeah. Like, they're just fun and cute.
Were you expecting any controversy when you launched your VTuber model? Or was it just like, oh, here we go again?
Yeah.
They found something else.
I think it was an in-between where I was just like so used to it. I was like, people are going to be mad at whatever. Yeah. But I think it was an instance where I wasn't that upset because I was actually reassured by a lot of like really, really nice and cool VTubers. I think Iron Mouse might have been one of them, if memory
serves. Yeah.
And they were like, no, like, this is cool. Why not? She's like bringing more eyes to the community.
Yeah.
And she's like being nice and respectful. And she commissioned someone from the community. Like, if anything, it's like bringing more work to them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember at that time, everybody was booked up for months. Like,
they still are.
Well,
I think the issue.
Yeah, it was like a good time, I hope, for the community.
Yeah, because I think the issue at that time was that VTubing was still like this underground thing, hadn't like broken into like the
mainstream.
Especially in the West. You know, in Japan, totally different culture.
Yep.
But in the West, it was still like this underground thing that was kind of getting traction. And it kind of felt like, I'm sure to a lot of fans being like, you know, when your underground indie band comes out to get signed up by like a big company and you're like, damn, they've look at all these normies coming to enjoy the same thing I enjoy.
Oh yeah, I love that band. I heard them in the Marvel movie.
It's like,
there's so much more than
Yeah. And I think there's been a similar sentiment for a lot of people with Twitch. Mm. Where they're like, oh, Twitch becoming more mainstream and normie and Minecraft kids. Yeah. But I personally, obviously kind of biased, I feel like it's better for the platform overall to be more inclusive. Mm, yeah. And you can still have your pockets of whatever the heck you want.
Yeah. I miss the times when it was called Justin.tv. Yeah. Yeah. Remember those times? Yeah. Good old days.
I mean, I understand the sentiment, but I also think there isn't really any one person or force anyone should be mad at when things get more popular. That's just like the life cycle of a product sometimes. Right, right. If just, it's a good product.
Just blame society. That's
We live in a society.
We live in a society. Where society. Get popular.
Sag.
Yeah.
I got to ask. Okay. There's one thing I do want to hear why you did it. Okay. Watching Avatar on stream.
Oh, naughty,
okay,
naughty.
We're bringing out the hard questions now. We're bringing out the hard questions.
So this isn't Garn's first rodeo. You know, you did it previously, right? On offline TV.
Yeah, yeah, the I asked Toast about it as well.
Really? Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, I watched Avatar on stream because, well, it's just a really, really great show. It's it such is. An amazing
Do you have no respect for the copyright holders, Pokemon?
Well, what's copyright to a great story about character development? Not just, I really thought Avatar needed my exposure.
Now that had a narrative behind it. That had a narrative.
Let me explain.
Yeah.
So, on Twitch, metas are very common.
Right.
Okay. There is a Among Us meta, Fortnite meta. And meta just means like what is most popular, what is really bringing viewership, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Yeah.
If you want to be a streamer that has a very, very long lifespan and career, you must change with the times at least to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Twitch had gotten to a point where they weren't personally banning people for playing copyrighted content.
Yeah.
They were essentially like a safe haven for that kind of thing. Yeah, and they forced the copyright holder to take down that content themselves.
Yeah. Right.
And so what happened was you had major, very, very large streamers like Toast, as you said, XQC, like everybody just started watching flat out TV shows and movies and whatever.
Yeah.
He watched Death Note. Yeah.
I think he watched Naruto as well.
Naruto and
XQC all was watching Hunter x Hunter.
Hunter x Hunter.
So you had these people watching all these shows, and Miss Kiff also watched the Avatar on stream.
Yeah.
So obviously to me, I'm like, oh, well, these people watched things on stream. Let me watch the same thing that someone has already streamed to a similar sized audience as me.
Yeah.
But I got hit with a DM.
And then the pirating meta began.
To be fair, is well deserved.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I agree. Yeah. I fully knew that I was taking a risk, and they are wholly within their rights to whack me in the face.
Yeah, because what I want to know was, like, did you all know that you were just like, okay, we're going to wait for the first person to get hit, and then we're going to stop afterwards?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
okay.
Legit.
Right.
It was basically like, oh, this is a normalized thing.
Mm. Right, right.
At this point. So even like, it was just a tricky situation.
If we watched anime in Japan, we'd go to jail.
Yeah.
We were doing it on stream.
Because fair use is not a law.
And abusing copyright is like, they really go after it there.
Yeah.
But I think for us, it was kind of like, what the fuck is happening? Because you know, a lot of the time we'd worked with Japanese corporations, and we were trying to build up that bridge of like, nah, YouTubers and Twitch, they're not scary. Come on. Yeah. Just like work with us. And then it was like, please don't look at what is happening. Please.
Stay on YouTube.
It's like, these ain't our mans.
They are not like us. We are not. Because it was like, oh my God, this goodwill that we're trying to bring. These companies are so scared.
I think I worked with Crunchyroll on something, and they are like very, I mean, not Crunchyroll not even, themselves, but when it comes to handling the actual
It's not
very,
even
very strict.
Them half the time that like why they're scared. It's like, because they have the Japanese people breathing down their neck, if you fuck up, we are going to pull the show.
Which is, again, very understandable. And honestly, I felt really bad about that because, like,
where's the apology video?
That's where you should have made an apology video about, and then I would have watched it on stream and fucking laughed at you. Abusing copyright is no joke.
Why didn't you make an apology video so we could have clickbaited it?
Imagine my luck, like someone who is Yeah. No, scrutinized to no end.
Misogyny.
And you have
misogyny.
No. But this was the one instance I wasn't. Yeah. And it's like, you have so many other, even larger streamers than me doing this thing. And as soon as I do it, I'm the one who.
I was honestly, you know? I was really appalled, mainly with Twitch. I couldn't believe that they let
it
go on.
How inconsistent they
are.
Yeah.
For how long it is. And like the whole.
No, but Twitch.
They don't give a fuck.
They
didn't do anything then.
Yeah. They aren't doing anything
I just
now.
Can't believe.
They just say, copyright holder, if you find it, then it's on you to tell us and then we'll take it down.
It just, yeah, it just felt like it was like, because, I mean, we were all on YouTube before the apocalypse. Yeah. So we were just like, it was just like Vietnam flashbacks. Yeah. Of like, oh no. Oh,
here it comes.
Oh no, here we go. Yeah. Oh fuck.
People on Twitch were worried about that too. Luckily, that's not what ended up happening.
Yeah.
I feel like something's going to happen
down
the
line. Do you think there's an inevitability that something like that is going to happen on Twitch?
Because I don't think anyone expected it to happen on YouTube until it happened.
No, everyone was really cool.
It's well established enough that it likely won't. However, I do think we're heading into a recession. I mean, we're tech
recession.
Yeah, we are.
We're basically in a recession.
Well, so is the entire world right now, I think.
Sorry, I was gonna say, I think because of that, we might see similar things of like not as many sponsorships, not as many crazy ad rates.
Yeah.
So it might almost feel like an adpocalypse, but it won't have anything to do with the platform or the content.
The entire world is going through an adpocalypse right now.
Fuck my wallet.
Yes.
It's like, yo, when are we getting like inflation? You're like, did the creators like.
I do think, I mean, am I the one who feels like content creators have been a little bit overvalued for like a year or two? Like some things are just like crazy.
Maybe you're at the top though. You're at the top, so you get the premium. So.
Yeah.
We're little bottom feeders.
Yeah, must be
make our way. Just trying to get by.
Guys, they're in $1 million, like a million billion dollar mansion. Talking about
that's our patrons, man. Thank you very much, patrons.
Thank you
by the way,
much, patrons.
Yeah, we have to fight tooth and nails for like any company like to take us seriously.
Really?
Like,
but
you guys are like a really,
well, especially in Japan though.
Yeah,
you'd think with we're doing pretty good.
Yeah,
you need to hit up people in America.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I felt here in LA, everyone's just like, "Yes, yes, King, say what you want. Yes, what do you want to say? What do you want to do? How do you want to work together?"
Yeah.
And like in Japan, it's just like, "Why are you here at my door? Like, who is
why
this?
Are you on your knees begging?
Yeah, who Please is this stop. Random sassy child that's just appeared around
I'm
my
sorry,
doorstep?
Do you speak Japanese? I didn't think so.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
It's been a totally different. It's almost been like a culture shock here. Just seeing how
the infrastructure is totally different.
But them combinis really though, fuck.
Those combinis. Oh, yeah.
The what?
The combinis. The convenience stores.
Convenience stores.
Sorry, fuck. That's
sorry. Japanese lingo.
Sorry, I wouldn't understand.
Yeah,
I really don't. You guys are just so much cooler. Japan, what can I say?
You can watch this podcast on stream if you want, by the way. That's okay. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, you, of course you
fucking care. Yeah, of course you care. Yeah. People do it all the time. We don't care.
What are we going to copy strike your own?
You could. It's your...
I was just joking, but now
I will.
And then we'll make a special video where we just go around copy striking all of your streams. Where you
As long as we can react to you reacting to this, then it's all good.
React to me reacting.
When I did a subathon and I went to bed, I just played episodes of Trash Taste. That's all I did.
Oh, that's really nice.
Because I was like,
I can't believe you'd be breaking our copyright.
It's 2.5 hours of content.
Yeah.
And I can, there's so fucking
there's
much
so
of it.
So many. Legit.
Why would you watch Avatar when you could just watch all of Trash Taste, right?
There's way more content.
They're all the same.
Could have caught up.
Exactly the same kind of content, actually.
Exactly.
It's just one is a bit longer.
Yeah.
There's just as much lore in Trash Taste.
And character development.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying the Trash Taste meta, that's going to be the next meta.
Everyone should stop watching MasterChef.
There was a Gordon Ramsay meta.
Yeah, there was.
So like watching TV shows and movies almost got like normalized and they're like, F it, anime.
Yeah.
I wonder who was the first one to be like, you know what, fuck it. Let's just watch fucking whole TV shows. Let's just do it.
I forget. It was XQC,
wasn't it? Watching MasterChef. I thought it started with like him watching MasterChef.
No, I think a lot of other people watched MasterChef before he did.
Right.
But I don't know who like, took it that step further and did anime.
Yeah.
Mind you, can I just say, like, it was, you know, XQC, Toast, Miz, me, we all did it. A lot of people did it, and so many other streamers were like, okay, it's time to watch it now, which doesn't make it okay. But just to say, like, I think a lot of people assume if something isn't being punished and it's like, it seems permissible, right? Yeah. Even if it's not okay.
What do you think about React content in general?
It's not that deep.
Not that deep? All right, okay. Yeah.
I think there's kind of a middle ground, obviously. Mm. What is your question specifically?
I think it's like, it's interesting talking about it with streamers, again, coming from YouTube initially, because I don't know if you followed YouTube history, but there was this like whole movement for like 2 years where it was like, React content is the plague. It's disgusting.
Jinx, right?
It's the worst. Yeah. And there was this whole thing of like, so when I came to Twitch, I was like, oh, everyone loves it here. Like it's kind of crazy seeing like the 180, right? Mm. It's conflicting.
Love it now. Again, back when all those videos and all that stuff, people were like, she just reacts to videos. And that makes her spawn of the devil. Now it's like so normalized.
Because everyone's doing it.
And it's crazy to look back and be like, people were mad at me for so many things that nobody cares about now. What's that about?
It's just, the longer I've been on the internet, the longer you realize, man, people just have really short memories.
Yeah. Like, it's all cycles, right?
Yeah. People get angry really easily, but unless you have done something like, you know, fucking diddle children or whatever, people are just going to fucking forget about that.
Most of the time, it's just
people forget about that sometimes.
Most of the time, it's just cancellation of the week, basically. Yeah. It's like, oh, who's it today?
Cancellation of the week.
Yeah, it's like monster of the week. It's just like, oh, who is it this week? All right.
I think React content is hard to talk about because there's like such a spectrum of it. Like, are you adding to the content a ton?
It was an unfair question of me to ask. It was loaded.
I guess that's my answer. Like, if you're adding to the content a ton, I think there's a very fair, like, I think you can have a discussion about whether or not that's fair use. And I think you have a good argument for it being
I think YouTube definitely had that period where it's like, insert profession here reacts to something along the
line of
the profession, right? It's like, I think that's fine.
That's good content.
Yeah. Are you really eating during
the show? We go for a long time on Trash TV. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You guys mind?
Yeah, no, go.
You're already doing it. So.
I only have three pieces. Running questions. Speedfire.
All right, top three anime.
Yeah, we got to talk about anime.
One of your favorite animes because you said it on my video. You like Parasite, right? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. You like Parasite? I fucking love that show though.
Yeah.
So Parasite
is like, you know, it's like core memory growing up and watching that and just falling in love with that one.
I love when he lets Miggy take over his heart and he just becomes a fucking Chad. And then he just has.
When you see the before,
he immediately his hair goes spikes up. He has sex right away, and it's like, this is the greatest show ever.
Again, character development.
Okay, what else?
I'm really bad with this kind of thing because I don't usually rank things. Like, if you say your favorite movie, your favorite TV show,
it's just easy to ask.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Is there any like personal favorites that you just want to shout
out? Just reword the question.
Yeah. Because I mean, it matters to me. Because like when someone says, what's your top three?
Okay, just tell us your favorites.
Yeah.
I like all the normal ones. I mean,
define normal. You mean like Shonen Jump, like Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen?
You're trying not to piss people off right now?
I really wanted to say like a hentai as a joke, but I couldn't think of one. You know, the normal anime is like Cowgirls Bebop.
Cowgirls Bebop?
I can imagine. Obviously, I loved Death Note growing up. I probably watched that like twice.
Yeah, I watched that on Toaster Stream.
I never watched Naruto or One Piece.
I've never watched Naruto.
But One Piece is worth.
I hear that a lot. But like, I only have one lifetime.
Why would you not spend that lifetime watching One Piece?
You like character development? You should watch a show called Baki.
You should watch Baki. That's one we advocate for. Baki.
It's like the ugliest fucking thing. It's like these extremely muscular dudes just fighting each other. Yeah. But there's growth there.
I've been enjoying Spy X Family, obviously.
Of course.
I also enjoy food.
Yes.
Right? Jujutsu Kaisen, like Demon Slayer, everybody likes those.
Yeah.
Growing up, I like fell in love with Attack on Titan. I was like 14. Yeah. In Morocco, in Africa, downloaded all the episodes.
I forget how old Attack on Titan is.
You have no interest. I know. So now, 27, I'm so mad. Because like, if you had just fed me properly throughout the years, I'd still be happy today. But I feel like Attack on Titan did not do that
for me.
Did
it not? Keeping up with it?
It's like, no, that's Whoa. Why. I'm like, you lost me throughout the years, but I loved you so much initially.
It's so good.
It's so good now.
It's gotten better. It gets better every
season. I'm
going
to finish watching it.
Yeah, honestly,
well, it hasn't
like,
finished yet.
Yeah, it's still going.
There's one more final season.
15.
Well, so there's a 2013, right? So 9 years.
Yeah, 2013. Yeah, it came out 2013.
You weren't as young as you think.
Yeah.
That must have been like 15, 16.
Yeah, that probably lines up.
Yeah, right? I think it came out like the original Attack on Titan came out 2013.
13.
Mm. Yeah, so it's been 9 years. So
my favorite thing about anime, and you could probably understand with Parasite a little bit, and Attack on Titan is just when it looks so fucked up, a way that would never exist in humanity. Like these massive titans with these giant, borderline disgusting smiles.
Yeah,
like,
back in it.
I guess the closest word to it would be gore, but it doesn't have to be bloody. It's just freaky.
Yeah.
And just how much more possibility there is within anime. I mean, I guess CGI is really advanced now, but.
No. It just like that's why every live action anime fails because you take the anime aesthetic and you put it to live action, it never works out.
Yeah,
it never works out.
Mm-mm. So yeah, that's why initially I loved Attack on Titan so much, and I think just because I didn't keep up with it throughout the years. Mm.
Yeah,
but now I'm gonna finish it, and maybe I'll still.
Now's the perfect time because you could just marathon it. Now we had to wait I can't remember how many years we had to wait for season two. And
I think it was like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why. I will happily marathon. I think I watched season two.
Mm.
Like first season is on now?
We're on season four now.
We're on season. Yeah. We just finished season three. No, the final season part two.
Yeah.
And then it was the final season part one, but it isn't the final season because there is another final season that's coming out, which is the final season.
The final season.
But before this, there was season three part one, and then there was season three part two.
Yeah.
And now we're on the final season. Yeah. But then
still think there's going to be a movie at the end.
I don't know.
I'm betting my money.
Wait, because you
like this is just the Hobbit all over again.
Season three is like the most hype season.
Yeah, season three is fucking insane. Yeah.
You will lose your shit.
And that's after the basement?
No.
Wait, you know what's in the basement?
I remember talking about it with some friends. So I want to say maybe.
No, you'd know if you've seen the hype bits. You fuck it. It's burned into my memory.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys don't care about spoilers and stuff?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler warning for Attack on Titan.
You guys all watch? Spoiler warning. So because I watch certain parts of it throughout the years, it's almost hard to remember. I remember I watched the initial setup, the first season.
Yeah.
And then a little bit more of them kind of fighting. Then you find out, oh my God, this person is a Titan too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this person is a Titan.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this, oh my God, that, right?
Yeah.
And then something about the basement, and then the storyline just lost me. And I didn't.
Okay, so you didn't get to the basement.
Guaranteed.
The basement
I
is.
Didn't get to it?
They probably talked about it a little bit initially, but I don't think you actually got to the basement.
Yeah, they don't get into it until some later. Well,
it's like season three, right?
They don't season.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
That's right. The final season?
Yeah. No, they don't get to the basement until literally the last two episodes of season three, where they explain everything. And it's worth it. It's one of the few. It's one of the few shows.
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the few shows that builds up this massive event and then delivers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? It's insane.
I think I was like getting annoying waiting.
Annoyed
waiting.
Yeah.
There is a lot of backstory and
so
lore
the basement.
Well, that they have to explain.
Because season two is like, it's kind of really slow. And then season three initially is not about Titans.
Yeah.
So it's really
It gets very like political.
You're like, what the fuck? But then it all makes sense. You're like, this is amazing.
Okay, that sounds really exciting.
It's worth it.
Watch Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan.
It is worth the hype.
Yeah, it is. It is the mainstream anime that I think is just genuinely worth all this, like all the reputation that it has. Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so sometimes I feel kind of bad talking about anime because I feel like people are like, you watch anime casually? Fake fan.
There's a lot of emotions in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for me, legit, it's like, I've been watching since I was young, and it's just like, I'll just watch random things here and there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, Promised Neverland was great.
Mm. Oh, that's...
Season one.
We don't talk about season two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's this one that I can't remember. It's new. It's on Netflix. It's about the little boy who lives alone.
That one.
So cute.
Wow, you watched that?
I watched like a few episodes.
Oh, wow.
See, that's how you know casual viewer.
Yeah.
You're on Netflix and you're like, I'll just watch the first thing that comes out.
Yeah.
But it's good.
It's just so cute. I'm not going to be like, you should really watch it because the storyline, the character, but it's just like you watch it.
Hey, whatever.
That's just
whatever,
like slice of life anime in general.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's hard enough finding anime that you enjoy watching. So if you can get enjoyment out of a show, who the fuck gives a fuck?
Yeah, who cares?
Critically acclaimed or not.
Right. Whatever. Like I also watch Sword Art Online, probably like all the really popular ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tried to watch RE0 and I couldn't. Do you guys speak RE0?
You don't like RE0?
Sorry, because for me, it's like when you're replying to an email.
Yeah.
You would say RE0. That one thing you said earlier.
Yeah, like when you fucking said that, dude.
It's like reply zero.
Reply zero.
Reply zero.
Yeah. You didn't like RE0? Why?
Okay, no, let me explain. I watched like the first like two or three episodes, and for some reason I could not watch someone do the same thing over and over again just to like get it right. Like that was tilting me, but I heard it's great. So I'm not gonna say it's bad.
Yeah, they actually stop doing that kind of. They don't do
really?
It as much.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no,
the first three episodes I'd say are probably like maybe actually, some of the weakest parts of the show.
Latest season,
that's probably why I didn't finish it.
Yeah, I mean like as
I'm a three episode Andy. If I'm hooked three episodes in, I'm watching the whole thing.
Right. Exactly. If like the thing about ReZero is that if you didn't like it in the first three episodes, you're not gonna like the series. It's probably not gonna be for you.
Okay. God, if you didn't like ReZero, I love Rem so much.
Everyone loves Rem.
I'm so normie. I love Rem.
It's like liking vanilla, you know?
Whenever you go to crane games in Japan, there's always Rem figures. Always.
Yeah.
She's like the most popular girl.
I still see her everywhere. That's why I'm like, I do not hate the anime, by the way. I just did not finish it.
Like I knew it was big.
I love Rem.
When I saw Rem in round one here on the crane game, I'm like, damn, Rem's gone international now.
Hell yeah. She's always been, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That's true. If you could pick one anime that you could watch on stream, no worry about DMCA that's or a copyright. Yeah.
That's how you should ask streamers, actually.
Yeah.
That's a great question. That's a really great question. Loki, I might go back and say Avatar.
Oh!
I mean, is Avatar not just like a great
Avatar before. I've
only recently watched Avatar because I didn't grow up with Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Is it?
It's absolutely, honestly? I can totally see why the comparison of this is an anime and this is not an anime plays, because it, you know, technically speaking, it's not an anime, but like it certainly gives the feeling of like a really fucking good shonen anime.
It does. But if you're asking me like to stream, I gotta think like a content creator.
One Piece.
I was about to say, if I could choose, it would be One Piece, because it's literally endless hours of content.
Like
or maybe it's Attack on Titan, because like,
yo, that would, dude, could you imagine like the reactions to the twists and the turns, bro? Yeah.
And there's like insane fight scenes. Yeah. I think it would probably drive more viewership than like Avatar. Avatar is a little bit slower at times or more wholesome or about the story, which again, storyline with stream.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I'm like, I don't think reaction videos are like the best stuff. You know, sometimes you want to watch people's reactions to like the fights, the people who react way too hard to things on YouTube. Oh my god! And they start fucking freaking out, and it's like nothing.
That's why Etika was such a thing, right?
Everything
he reacted to was either wholesome or just like insane. So like he was more of the entertainment than the thing he was.
Exactly.
So that's why it's hard to say reaction content bad or reaction content good. Like there's a lot of
it's a spectrum.
See, I'm an awful reactor. Like
me too.
I remember like
that. Keeps watching.
I just like have commentary on my mind, and sometimes it's just like,
she's got like the Linus, the Linus retirement face.
Yeah.
I don't react to shit while I watch it. I react to it like afterwards.
I have to pause.
Yeah, I have to pause.
People get pissed off, like fucking pause.
I know.
Yeah. Pause.
But then sometimes I try to commentate as I'm going along, and he's like, "Can you just pause?"
Yeah.
Every 10 seconds. Actually,
this reminds me.
What? What did you say?
Speaking of crack.
Oh my god.
It's like so many things like will trigger a train of thought for me. I think that's part of the streamer lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
But also when people ask me about React content, I'm not here to be like, this is my opinion and what is right. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. The way what I think is like, I cannot wait for surely the day, whether it's in 2, 5, 10, 20 years, when co-watching things becomes
Amazon sort of kind of starting to try and do it, but
there's
it's not that.
Still
it's
too
not that,
much like copyright and limitations. If that was like allowed, that would be the next meta 100%. Because being able to like watch something with someone who's watching it with the reactions of tens of thousands of people at once, like, there's just a, there's no, it's an unparalleled experience.
No, I agree.
I totally agree.
I'd love to.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, we've been trying to convince Japanese companies for like years now.
You're not the only one.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
One day.
Yeah. One final question. What is this, you know your profile picture on Twitch? What's with this green circle thing that everyone's doing?
Oh, okay. So basically, I mean, you know when you're on Twitch, you see all the people that are live. Mm. The green circle is just something that makes someone stand out.
Do you think it actually improves viewership or click-through rate or anything like that? Have you seen this?
Yeah, definitely. And I've always wondered, I was like, oh, is this like a perk of like the top streamers?
I thought it was like an Instagram thing where it's like close friends.
No, but I think they added something like that too.
Like Twitch stories?
No, but there's like a circle around when it says live.
That's on YouTube, right?
No, there's something on Twitch as well.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly off the top of my head, but they added a circle themselves too.
Yeah.
But the one that people just draw on and put off the to me, I mean, you know, I can't give you direct analytics, but I feel like it makes sense to me. I just wanted to know.
But at what point does it turn into like fucking red arrow, like you're pointing at the face?
You won't believe what's happening in this Twitch stream.
That's how thumbnails work. I feel like it's one of those things that's like, it's just a step.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Well, I think my background is green. So maybe
I don't think it will work for your profile.
I think I might swap the color of mine. I see people do pink.
New meta coming along.
Swap the colors.
Yeah, because I remember I was talking to Toast and he was like, yeah, streamers just copy each other. Like one person can be like,
all
this
content creators do.
Yeah, they do. But like he was saying like, yeah, streamers copy each other. Even if there's like no basis around it, it just like feels right. Like, what's your source? Mm-hmm. Trust me, bro.
What's your source? I made it the fuck up.
But there's this interesting phenomenon on Twitch, which I don't really love, but essentially like when something becomes the norm, if you're not keeping up,
you're the weirdo.
Right.
It's like you have to be on top of your shit all the time, which is tiring. But I guess it keeps it a little spicy.
You stay on the top, man. Yeah.
That's Pokemon number one, man. If you see all the top streamers are watching movies on their stream, like, well, if I don't do it, I mean, you know, if you miss out on one trend or meta here and there, it's not a big deal. But if you're continuously avoiding these opportunities where, like, clearly the majority of the traction and exposure and traffic is going to, It's gonna be detrimental to your career, obviously.
Yeah. Damn. Well, thank you for giving us all your insights.
And tips and tricks.
Yeah, look at all these patrons though. Do you see them flying across the screen? They support the show.
Is that one okay? They're just going everywhere.
But hey, if you want to support the show, go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/trashtaste. Also follow us on Twitter, send us your memes on the subreddit, and if you hate our face, listen to us on Spotify. And go check out Pokestop. Do you have anything you want to shout out? I guess that's a no.
World peace and love. And Koei water, very good filtered water.
It's really good.
Well, thank you for watching.
Thank you very much.
And be nice to other human beings, even through a screen. Also, these guys are freaking great. Like, I have felt very comfy and happy since meeting you guys, doing this podcast.
We'll PayPal you later.
Thank you so much.
We'll be calling you.
Thank you guys. Very much.
Don't worry. We'll sub later.
Tier three sub. Thanks for watching, guys, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye. Bye.